Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are. On the face of this very planet Earth, we welcome you to the evening version, the PM version of Radio Biafra live transmission to the ends of this very Earth on this day, the 24th day of September, in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now in London is approximately 3 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening. Wherever you are, we welcome you. That this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Not two, not three, not four, not five. We don't have any imitation. We don't have any duplicate. No sister radio stations. No cousin radio stations. There is only one Radio Biafra. If you want the truth, if you want the presentation of a style in news broadcasting that you have never witnessed before, that will bring very close to you your understanding, your attention, that you may be able to digest what is happening around the Zoological Republic, how that impacts on our quest for Biafra. If you want to know what is happening to the children of the Most High God, Chukwa Biama, then this is the very platform for you to come to. Therefore, we welcome each and every one of you. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our brethren in the Far Eastern part of the world. We welcome you to our evening program. We ask you to also welcome those around you, whatever thing that it is that you are doing, regardless of where you are staying, where you are living, where you are domiciled. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. Especially those of you, our coordinators, who are working very, very hard. Those coordinators that have been able to meet the deadline. And we say to those that have not been able to meet this very deadline to please begin to prepare your resignation. Very, very important. You must prepare your resignation. If you are a zonal coordinator, you will hand it in to your national coordinator. And in turn, any national coordinator that is unable to meet their obligation should also prepare to hand in their resignation to their representative. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. We are not here to joke. We are not playing. We are very serious. Our mission is very simple: to go and accomplish the restoration of God's own kingdom upon the face of this very earth. Without that, we are all failures. Everything we have been able to accomplish so far will fade into paltry insignificance if we fail to crown our effort with a free and independent Biafra land. Therefore, we are not taking any prisoners. We are not carrying any excess baggage. Anybody who cannot pull their weight, if you are incapable of doing what is right, in as much as this very effort is concerned, you will be cast aside. You can be a follower, but you are not a leader. Leadership is born or acquired. If you don't know what it takes to lead, then you may begin to learn now, or else you stand aside. I will expect the coordinator of coordinators, either today or tomorrow, to come live on air to tell us where we are in relation to the deadline that I issued last week or thereabout. I gave only 7 days. There are those who have not been able to meet up the obligations. I expect the national coordinators of those areas to stand down with immediate effect. I expect the zonal coordinators to also relinquish their position. We will start afresh in those places. That means we have nobody there. That's what it means. This is Radio Biafra. We are not joking. People are calling me every blessed day asking us, what are we doing? Have we done A? Have we done B? When are we commencing? When are we... For goodness sake, we cannot do anything unless we have the requisite support, unless we have the necessary support to do this very work. Or else it cannot be done. There is no other way to do it. There is no shortcut. We cannot go to court and stay in court for 96 years, talking rubbish every blessed day. People are dying. People are being killed where we come from. It is our responsibility and duty to remind humanity of what they owe us as a people. We are not just going to do that by broadcasting on Radio Biafra alone. Things must happen. We need to be enabled to carry out those functions. We must be able to do it. We welcome you by asking you to go to www.radiobiafra.co. The indigenous people of Biafra is not a collection of people who are lazy. We did not get where we are today by being very lazy. We didn't get to where we are today by gossiping around and doing nothing. Those of them that gossip, they are folding up. They cannot do anything. They cannot function. What we are doing requires hard work. I don't know how many of you that can wake up in the morning and do 2 hours broadcast, spend another 4 hours trying to tidy things up. In the evening, you start again with no rest at all on a marathon session week after week. I doubt how many people can do it. Some people think that what we do is easy. It is not easy at all. I can assure you. Go and ask those that want to copy what we are doing. Ask them where they are today. They have fallen to pieces. They can't handle it. Because Chukwu Abiyama did not ask them to come. Let us not take what we are doing for granted. We rely on our continental reps through the office of the coordinator of all coordinators. I hold the head of the directorate responsible for how well or how bad they function. If there is, I will repeat what I'm saying, if there is any zonal coordinator or national coordinator unable to meet their obligation, I expect them to resign. That's what I said. Resignation. Resignation, that is what I expect. That is how the new Biafra is going to be. If you have a brief or you have a remit, you cannot meet up, you will stand down. If I fail to deliver on what I said I would deliver, I am expected to stand down. Therefore, I would need a list of those that met the deadline and those that did not meet the deadline. And I expect them to resign. I expect them to relinquish their positions with immediate effect. There is no coming back, no pleading, nothing. We are very, very serious. People are clamoring. Most of you don't know how many phone calls we receive every blessed day. What we need to do that we have not done yet. We cannot do that by just, you know, idling by and just gossiping and doing nothing. This is not a platform for those who gossip. Indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, registered at the United Nations. We are not here to play games. We are here to get Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. If you have not met your obligation, honorably, if you don't want your name announced on air, I expect you to stand down with immediate effect from this very night here in London. It could be afternoon, it could be morning where you are. I do not care. I expect you to relinquish your position with immediate effect. We are not joking. Radio Biafra, this very broadcast is listened to all over the world. People are listening. Heads of states are listening. Senators in the zoo are listening. Yorubas are listening. Every blessed day, they copy something that we have told them. Today, the same thing that we preached about, Jonathan not being eligible to run for the third time in office, so to speak. Some people are going to court, having listened to Radio Biafra once again. Maybe it's about time we start to charge people for listening to us. Or maybe we should stop offering advice to people live on air. That tells you the depth of what we are doing. We are not here to joke. We are not here to play. We rely on our leaders. We rely on the principal officers running this very movement to be able to deliver on a day-to-day basis. If you are unable to deliver, it means you don't know what you are doing and you should be a mere floor member. Not everybody is born to leadership. That is the mistake the zoo made. We are not going to repeat that rubbish in the new Biafra. It can't happen. We are on satellite. We are on other platforms as well, on new media. If you go to www.tunein.com, we are there. If you go to radioforest.net, we are there. If you are lost, just go to Google and say, how can I listen to Radio Biafra? You will be able to tune in to what we are doing today. You will be able to participate when our lines open. And when they do open, we don't censor calls. We don't want to know who is calling us. As long as you have something to say, you are welcome to call Radio Biafra. You are welcome to join us. We are one happy family, but we are a happy family when we are being led in the right direction. When we have the right caliber of people responsible for what we are doing. Here, we don't look at faces. What matters is Biafra, the memory of those of them killed unjustly, the memory of 1 million children being starved to death. That is what matters to us. That is what we are seeking to avenge and to rectify. We are not going to do so merely by broadcasting. We have to move from here on to the next physical stage, which we are in right now, our phase two. People are sleeping. I hate people sleeping on duty. It cannot happen. And will never happen, not under my watch. This is Radio Bethel. Welcome you. Also, welcome other people. Tell them that we are here every blessed day, morning and night. Let them also understand that our main website is www.radiobiafra.co. I must also give a special mention to our dear people in Indonesia. Something miraculous is going to come out of Indonesia between now and next week. We pray for Chukwu Abiama to continue to guide our people, to continue to sustain them, to continue to give them the fortitude, the grace, the honor, and the mindset to continue to love their country. Something will happen. And at the end of that, we shall then announce it to the whole world. We are keeping our fingers crossed. This is your radio station, please. If you have not informed your friends already, try and tell them. Ask them to come and join us. Ask them to come and participate. Ask them to come and be a part of what we're doing. Tell them that as long as we are anywhere stable, we must bring Radio Biafra. The only time you cannot hear from us is when we are on transit. That's all. We are here to do the word of God. The work that God gave us through his word to preach. That is why we are here. We are not going to go back. We are not going to relent. We cannot retreat. Neither are we going to surrender. The reason why we are where we are today, making sure that wherever you go to now, everybody is discussing Biafra. Everybody, even those who don't want to, they discuss Biafra. Why? Because of the work of Radio Biafra and the family of Biafrans all over the world. We are the indigenous people of Biafra in over 88 countries and still counting. Every blessed day, people want to join us. The reason why they do is because we speak the truth here. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. We don't hide anything. That we don't have any secret. Everything is out in the open. Only when lives are being endangered will we withhold information from you. That's all. Because careless talk sometimes costs lives. That's all. Apart from that, everything else we do is out here in the open that everybody may see. This is your radio station you fund and you support. And we are Radio Biafra. When our lines do open, the number to call will remain +44208133996. I repeat, +44208133996. Our main line when we are in London is also +44783130836. I repeat, +44 or 0044 78 313 08 376. We are also on Skype on Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra One. However means you wish to choose to contact us, we are here. Once you place your call to us, we shall connect you to the rest of humanity. As I said early in the morning today during our morning broadcast, two things you must do every blessed day. Visit radiobiafra.co, which is our website, not .com or .co or whatever, .co, only .co, radiobiafra.co, www.radiobiafra.co. If you are a genuine Biafran, you must also join us on Facebook. Also, invite your friends to join us as well. We have maintained a peak of 6,000 plus consistently running for over 8 months. I don't know why today I looked at it and we have dipped below 6,000. That is not acceptable. You must continue to invite your friends. CNN will not carry our news. Our people must understand this very clearly. The reason why we do the things we do is this. Nobody will carry our news. CNN will not preach Biafra. BBC will not talk about Biafra. Therefore, it is our responsibility to let the world know about Biafra. Because if you don't say you are somewhere, nobody will quote you that you are there. Therefore, the more friends you add to Radio Biafra London, the more we reach more people every blessed day with this very message of redemption. The reason why we are, and we don't intend to lose it. We invite you, we welcome you with very open arms. We ask you to speak the truth always. Truth is very, very important. Eziokubondo. That is the only trick that we have. So only the truth, that's the only thing we have done. And here we must speak it, regardless of the consequences, even if the whole world is to turn against what we are doing, we don't just care. The truth must be spoken. Once the answer is yes, then we must speak it. This is Radio Biafra after all. You will remember it. It's not a station for people who are lily-livered. not a station, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, we will experience intermittency in our broadcast this very evening. We've been assured that from tomorrow, everything is going to be fine. They said from the 25th, they are looking into this very problem. You may be able to encounter, to witness some disruptions in our transmission this very evening. Please do try and bear with us. We remain, signaling is not at the very best this evening. It is having some slight difficulties. Please, you must try and bear with us. You must try and bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. We are being attacked as always. We are upgrading our systems, and by tomorrow, they couldn't finish us today. They did the best they could today, but our systems are not up to speed today. We've been told that definitely by tomorrow, being the 25th, everything will be in place for us to continue this very ceaseless propagation of the word of God here on this very platform, Radio Biafra. Welcome you. Before I go on to bring the news headlines and accompanying news summary, I must remind each people must understand the meaning of it. I have been going through the Bible and reading the scriptures. I have been making references in history to the time gone by when our people used to do exactly the same thing. And we are well aware of the abidance, I would say, of the presence of the Most High God Chukwu Abiama in the lives of our people. Here also we remember that. Here also we hold the Almighty God to what he said, that only but if we can return to him, our inheritance will be restored. That is why we will do everything within our powers, everything within our capability, to make sure we continue to enjoy the pride of place in the house of God in heaven. We must make sure that this very gospel that Chukwu Abiama have asked us to come down to preach, that we must preach it without fear before our enemies, and that we must do so being very truthful at all times. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Please, I must apologize. You must bear with us. This intermittency, this disruption will continue, albeit at intervals until tomorrow. Tomorrow, all our systems will be fine. We know that the diehard Biafrans will still be listening regardless of the disruption we may be getting this very evening. Wherever you are, we welcome you. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra once again. The number to call when our lines open will be +44 78 313 08376. I repeat, +44 78 or 0044 0044 78 313 08376. That is the number to call. We are also on +44 208 133 9976. We welcome you wherever you are on the face of the planet. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. If you have not told your neighbors, your friends about what we are doing, now is a very good time to tell them, because we welcome each and everybody joining us for the very first time. Those who are returning to us, having seen the light, having seen the truth, we must make you feel at home. We welcome you wherever you are. I will therefore proceed without further hesitation to bring you the news headlines today and the accompanying news summary. Today is the 24th day of September in the year of our Lord 2014. We are coming to you live. We are direct from our studios here in the United Kingdom to all the ends of the earth. When our lines open and you call us from one country, your voice will reverberate all over the four walls of this very planet. And everybody everywhere else listening to Radio Biafra will be able to hear your voice. We are indeed global. We have gone digital. We are on satellite, and very soon all transistor radios in the blessed land of Biafra will be able to listen to us. We are praying for that and working very, very hard towards that very outcome. Once again, we welcome you, and once again, we must proceed therefore to our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. The news headlines. Because they are Biafrans, the Senate of the Zoological Republic is saying that they will not intervene in the death sentence passed on the 12 soldiers that rebelled against their general officer commanding. There was mutiny in the army. Soldiers were sent to go and fight with very dilapidated, weak weapons, inferior to what the enemy has in their possession. And because of that, they were upset. Of course, the memory of their slain colleagues, the insensitivity shown by the GOC, angered them so much that they decided to frighten him. Most of them are Biafrans. There are 12 of them condemned to death, of which 9 are Biafrans. The Senate is saying they will not intervene. They should also be executed. In the morning, we reported that they said our people in jail in Indonesia should be allowed to hang. The same thing is now happening. It is also our responsibility, our duty to go and rescue these people. What they leave us with sometimes is beyond me. They are going to serve Nigeria. They went to the zoo to go and serve an army full of baboons and chimpanzees. Now they have rebelled. Judgment having been passed on them, the sentence is death. And the Senate is saying they will not intervene. They will not intervene, but these are the same people who are clamoring for billions to be given to Boko Haram. These are the same people clamoring for amnesty to be extended to everybody carrying a gun. But when it comes to Biafrans, the rules of engagement are always different. Very, very different. We continue. Boko Haram, 52 members are arrested in Biu. We do not know what to believe anymore, but that is the news coming out of the Zoological Republic, that they have arrested 52 members in Biu. 9.3 million scandal. The scandal crisis hit country every time, lurking from one place to the other, one crisis after another, one looting saga after another, one episode of criminality after another episode of criminality. Incompetence upon incompetence, waywardness upon waywardness. We have run out of adjectives to describe life in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, that very place created by Frederick Lugard. Frederick Lugard, being a Scottish man, a man of British descent, came to a people he knew nothing about and decided to amalgamate them in their own language, amalgamate us into one damnable entity called the Zoological Republic today. A place full of animals, where men go into politics to steal, where public officers are the living example, the embodiment of criminality. They embody criminality. An average public servant in the zoo called Nigeria is a bona fide criminal, certified criminal. If you were to build jails or prisons to contain these people, you will run out of space. Everybody is a criminal. Everybody, bar none. They are discussing how they managed to siphon away from the zoo $9.3 million, claiming they are using it to buy equipment for the intelligence services. Yoruba people are listening to Radio Biafra. Most of them do not wish to give us the credit for it. But if they do, it is our duty to also expose them. When everybody was running around looking for a way to implicate or to stop Jonathan from running, we ran a series on Radio Biafra highlighting that in law, by the spirit of the law, even the letter of the law, Jonathan should not be sworn in 3 times into office. They kept quiet. One Hausa man alluded to this Radio Biafra broadcast, but today Yorubas have come out in full force and they are not going to pay us for it. They should stop using our advice and ideas, which of course we offer for free, without paying for it. They should be able to pay for it. Today they are asking a court to declare Jonathan Ansambo ineligible to recontest. A court is being asked by Yoruba people to declare Jonathan Ansambo ineligible to contest the election they plan to hold next year. And you'll be wondering, where did they get their facts from? Straight from Radio Biafra broadcast. It is here. I'm going to read that to you later. When I tell you that everybody listens to Radio Biafra, we know what we are talking about. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody listens. Everybody. Ohaneze ndi ara, ohaneze ndi oshi na ndi ama, na ndi Chineke ga-akpọ ọkụ, they are at it again. They are holding Igbo Day celebration in Yoruba land. People, I don't want to say anything before they start saying that I hate Igbo people. No, I don't. I am Igbo myself, by language, not by identity or nationality. No, I am a Biafran. Igbo is my language. Ohaneze Ndiara are planning to hold an Igbo Day in Lagos. Most of you will not see anything wrong with it because you're either born in the township or in the gutter somewhere. Lagos is not Igbo land. You don't worship God in a strange land. That is why we are fighting for Biafra. We shall go into that later. We want to give you the news in detail. And the house, as we reported this morning, split over the seized 9.3 million cash. And now the news in greater detail. The chairman, Senate Committee on Defense, Senator Thompson Sekibo, has said that members of the Senate will not be intervening on the death verdict handed to 12 soldiers for mutiny by a military court on September 16th. Senator Sekibo, who spoke with journalists after a closed-door meeting between the Senate Committee on Defense and the service chiefs at the National Assembly in Abuja yesterday, September 23rd, said that the verdict of the military court is meant to instill discipline into the military. Now we are not. Because the armed forces are established by an act of the National Assembly, the act spelled out categorically the conduct of the soldiers and the way they are to behave wherever they are. If you join the military, that act is to guide you and your conduct. If you go contrary to any of the prescribed sections of the act, the punishment prescribed for the act you violated will come on you. So the military did not just wake up one day and say they are going to kill Mr. A or Mr. B. The military went through the necessary process and they found them guilty. But I think that those found guilty also have a way out. They can go on appeal, and if the appeal finds them not guilty, that will be it. But for what the military has done, they have done the best thing, because you must instill discipline in the armed forces. If you don't do so, one day all of us here will be sacked and you will not hear of this place, he said. Of course, they have now revealed the reason why they sit in Abuja. The reason why they have the army is not to protect the interest of the poor masses or to guard the country against foreign invasion. No, it is to protect those in Abuja looting money. From what this senator is saying, or the House of Senate is saying, there are laws and acts of parliament or the acts of the National Assembly detailing out what the punishment will be for anybody who is in national office and found wanting, either for gross negligence or for, I don't know what to call it, for misdemeanor in office. Now, I agree that the soldiers should be maybe court-martialed and executed if what you're saying you wrote in your law is correct. My dear senator, what does the law say about a senator that steals money and banks the money abroad? What does the law say about a governor that decides to take the money of the people that he's meant to be governing to go and build a shopping mall, like Peter Obi? What is the law, my dear senator? When you wake up in the morning, you don't do what you are supposed to do. You are junketing, traveling all over the world and buying up properties and stashing away money. What is your punishment? How many senators have been found guilty? How about the oil subsidy scam? No, we are following the law. You said we must follow the law to try to apply it wherever there is misdemeanor. Yes, we agree. They should face firing squad. If that is what your law says, yes. How about the conduct of senators who are criminally dispossessed or criminally minded to go and steal money belonging to the people, thereby dispossessing them of their natural access to decent water, good road, good schools and hospitals? What is the punishment of the corrupt, entire corrupt politicians you have in the zoo? People that talk about the law but do not know the law. That is the problem you have. That is why they say that black Africans are monkeys. We talk about the law, but we do not understand how to apply the law. The law applicable to these soldiers condemned to death should be the same law applicable to those of you that made it in the first place. There is a law against stealing. There is a law against corruption. There is a law against coercion or covetousness, as the case may be. There is a law against the conduct of every politician in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. You don't hear about any of them going to jail or being executed. What these soldiers did is nothing compared to the very ravenous criminal conduct of every public official in the Zoological Republic. How come you have not been hanged or executed? The time is coming, of course. There will be a revolution. Time is coming. The same thing that is now happening in the zoo, as I keep reminding everybody, happened in Somalia. The president of Somalia then was a man called Mohamed Siad Barre. They told Mohamed Siad Barre to relinquish power, that the whole place was going to pieces. He said no. The same attitude of Jonathan and the House of Senate, the same criminal political class. They think they have the army under control. They think they can bribe the so-called service chiefs. They think they can do anything they like and get away with it. So did Mohamed Siad Barre. But eventually he fell. Mohamed Siad Barre fell from office, and today there is no country called Somalia. It has become a haven for terrorists. The same thing will happen to the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. There will be complete and utter collapse of law and order. Because these same politicians, these same band of vandals that occupy high office have reduced the governance of a people to a disgraceful specter of debt, looting, and criminality of unimaginable proportions. The amount of stealing being done by these politicians in Nigeria is unimaginable. The zoo, it is, you cannot begin to fathom it. For them to have the presence of mind, for them to have the temerity to say that they support the execution of people because that is what the law says, it beggars belief. It beggars belief. We continue. According to security operatives in the zoo, they claim they have arrested more than 50 Boko Haram militants in separate operations in Biu, Borno State, between yesterday and today, according to two military sources. The militants rode into Biu in a truck. The insurgents were arrested after the truck driver alerted security agents at the checkpoint that some of the passengers had threatened to kill him if he refused to take them out of Borno State. Two security sources at Biu Barracks confirmed the arrest over the phone. We arrested over 50 members of the Islamic sect following tips we got from the driver as well as locals. I can tell you they are cooperating and giving us useful information, the security source said. Aliyu Mamza, a member of a civilian volunteer group, said his group was involved in the arrest. He said his group found 46 suspected militants in a section of the truck underneath cows. He said that the space was usually reserved for goats. In a separate development, civilian security volunteers picked up six other suspected militants today at Biu bus station. A member of the civilian vigilante group said his members arrested the suspected insurgents after they had boarded a vehicle that was about to depart. Boko Haram militants have suffered serious setbacks in the last 2 weeks, with Nigerian troops routing them in Konduga and Baza, killing hundreds of insurgents and seizing their weapons. We don't know if this is true or not, because the zoo, they make it a point of duty to lie. They make it a point of duty to deceive people. Only last week, we were being told that 27 towns are under the control of Boko Haram. Today, all of a sudden, they are routing them. I do not know what this is, but we must continue. Angry APC members of the House of Representatives, these are the people responsible for funding Boko Haram. They are angry. The people should be angry at them, but they are the ones who are angry in the House, we are being told. Let's find out what they're angry about. They staged a walkout on Tuesday in protest against a failed debate on the controversial 9.3 million seized from two Nigerians and an Israeli by the South African authorities on September the 5th. Yes, they walked away because the sharing formula wasn't agreed. They want to bring the money back and then share it. So they're angry because how do we share the money? That is the only thing that matters in the zoo. How do we share the loot? How do we share the money? That is all that matters to them. The aircraft was said to belong to the president of the Christian Association of Nigeria and President Goodluck Jonathan's confidant, Pastor Ayo Oluseyi-Jafo. The matter has since generated international attention, forcing the federal government of the zoo to admit knowledge of the movement of the cash. This is a country that is saying that, oh, you should kill the soldiers. They broke the law. But the law of the zoo says you don't move more than $10,000 in cash out of the zoo called Nigeria only through bank transfer. So how come even Jonathan himself broke the rules of the country? Yet he's not being court-martialed. He's not going to jail. But because these poor soldiers, we told them, If they ask you to go and serve in the zoo, I mean, once you've acquired your training, you leave them and come and join us. We are recruiting soldiers from the zoo, I mean, from the Nigerian army. You contact us and we place you where the others are as well. You will come out of that very place. And we have work for you. If you stay with the zoo, you will begin to think and behave like monkeys, which you are not. You are Biafrans. You are God's own children. And we want to save you before it is too late. Jonathan can move 9.3 million out of the country in his friend's private jet. When the law says you are not allowed to move more than $10,000 away, if you try it, you will go to jail. The Senate is saying those who mutinied should be shot dead. How about those that move money out without following the due process? What happens to them? No, they will get Grand Commander of the... Or is it Grand Commander of the Order of the Federal Republic of the Zoo? I don't know how what award they have these days. Grand Commander. Commanding what? Criminals and apes and monkeys. Who do you command? Who are you commanding? There is no water, no electricity, no hospitals, no good roads. Babangida is sick. Babangida left all the... Oh my God, black people in Africa. Chineke Menune Bere. Enweku Numa. I'm telling you the truth. Babangida, after stealing all the money, telling us to be in one Nigeria, as soon as he took ill, he flew to Germany. That is typical black African man's hypocrisy. As soon as he fell ill, no, he took off to Germany. So if Angela Merkel is sick, she will fly to Suleja for treatment, will she? Babangida reminds me of Igbo people, Igbo world movement. Is it Igbo movement of the world? Holding Igbo meeting in Houston, Texas. Over 6,000 miles away from Igbo land. They're holding a meeting for Igbo people. It's like Babangida going to Germany to go and receive treatment for good health. Now Germany is a part of the zoo. And he was the former head of state, you see. Only in Africa. African people. They make me laugh. No wonder we are very poor and wretched. Africa. Oh, God in heaven. We continue. We have come to the point where these two Yoruba men stole an idea or suggestion from Radio Biafra, which they have not, you know, contacted us or decided to pay for. We don't need their money. They are poor people. But at least they should acknowledge where they got all these ideas from. Maybe we should stop saying things live on air. We should stop. Maybe we need to stop it. Because they copy. That's what they do. They copy it without giving us credit. I remember people coming out after 31st of December of last year talking about amalgamation and Lugard. Before then, they never said anything. After listening to us, our 8-hour marathon broadcast, they became experts on Lugard and amalgamation. I look at them and I laugh at them. Simple credit to say, all these things we are telling you we learned from Radio Biafra, they can't say it. They cannot say it. That is who they are. But let's see if these Yorubas will acknowledge theirs. Two politicians, Adejumo Ajagbe and Olatoye Wahab, always Yoruba. Always Yoruba. And they don't rest. They never go and sit down and rest. Always Yoruba people. These two people, Adejumo Ajagbe and Olatoye Wahab, they have filed a suit before the Federal High Court in Abuja seeking to stop President Jonathan and his vice, Namad Disambo, from recontesting. That is bad English. Very bad. The grammar is not correct. They want to stop Jonathan and Namad Disambo from contesting in 2015, not to recontest. I can't understand it at all. The plaintiffs argue that by virtue of the constitutional provisions, the president and the vice president elected in the same election and sworn into office on the same date and ceremony are taken to have been elected for one single term of 4 years. Where did they learn that from? From Radio Biafra. Because when you raise up your hand to be sworn in as the president, that is your first term of office, even if it's only 2 days. Because you are being sworn in as the president of the country. If you get sworn in as the vice following the demise or incapacitation of the president, you get sworn in, and then you contest again and you win. You contest, that means three terms. It is three terms, for goodness sake. That is simple common sense. Common sense. But not in the zoo. Not the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. Spirit of the law is what matters in this very case. We continue. The plaintiffs, being these two Yoruba men, argued that by virtue of the constitutional provisions, the president and the vice president elected in the same elections and sworn into office on the same date and ceremony are taken to have been elected for one single term of 4 years. This, they argue, remains the position, notwithstanding the death or the impeachment of any of them. Incidentally, the suit was filed on September 19. The same day, three other plaintiffs, Mase Acho, Sadiq Sariki, both lawyers, and Murtala Abubakar, jointly filed a similar suit before the same court, seeking a declaration that President Jonathan Asambo, we are ineligible to contest the election. After how many years? We should be charging people, some of these Hausa and Yoruba people, for listening to Radio Biafra, because here they learn too much. We give away too much. We give away too much. It's not very good. Ajagbe, who claimed to be a member of the PDP in Lagos State and Wahab, a member of APC in Ogun State, said they were presidential aspirants whose interests would be jeopardized if both Jonathan and Sambo were not barred. These are Yoruba men trying to contest the Yoruba. The two plaintiffs, who engaged four senior advocates of the zoo, joined the Independent National Electoral Commission and the Attorney General of the Federation as defendants. The sons engaged for the plaintiffs are James Ocholi, J. Owonikoko, Okon Efuk, and Mahmoud Magaji. They are relying on the provisions of sections 1321, 1352A and B, 1371B and 1421 and 2 of the Constitution and the Supreme Court decisions. The lawyers are among others seeking an order restraining INEC and the AGF from allowing Jonathan and Sambo to seek re-election for their respective offices in June 2015. Very simple, isn't it? That is the zoo for you. Jonathan should not be running. Of course, he shouldn't be running. If he runs, they will kill him. If Jonathan decides to run, Jonathan will be killed. It's as simple as that. As the Igbo nation holds the 2014 Igbo Day celebration, Igbo nation. When did this Igbo nation come to existence, I ask? What day? What date? Where is the capital of this Igbo nation? What is their political structure? Where are their boundaries? Igbo nation, where did it start from? Where did it end? Igbo nation. Does it include the pure Igbo speaking people of Akwa Ibom? Igbo nation. I don't know where all some of these stupid concoctions come up from. Who are the Igbo nation people that they're referring to? I don't get it. They are holding Igbo Day celebration where? In Lagos. Is Lagos Igbo land? My goodness me. Let's continue. As the Igbo nation holds the 2014 Igbo Day celebrations, the chairman of Hanese Ndi Igbo Lagos, Mr. Fabian Omogalo, has disclosed that the successes achieved by Igbo nations after emerging from Nigeria-Biafra civil war forms the focal point for this year's celebration. At least they're mentioning the war. We are dragging them closer and closer to all of them will come eventually. That is why the support of Radio Biafra is paramount. Very, very paramount. You must support what they're doing. Everybody, they are moving closer and closer. People, millions are listening to us. They are moving ever closer to our position. Very, very important. Extremely critical. As the nation which forms the southeastern part of the zoo celebrates, she will be inviting the world to come and see what has become of a nation that emerged from the harsh realities of a civil war where the people were brutalized and left with paltry £20 per person, irrespective of what they had in their bank accounts. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. You see, they are now beginning to recount exactly, precisely in precision what we preach on Radio Biafra. What we preach here. Everything we are preaching here is exactly what they are now rehashing for their useless purposes. A nation that emerged. We never emerged from that trauma as a nation. we emerged as a disjointed people. There was no central force. There was no cohesion. There was nobody doing anything. People's club came. But rather than galvanize our people, they turned into every band, Mani Hage, Magic, every band, rubbish. Good time. Nobody spoke for our people. Opa Biasika was in power. Opa Biasika was a traitor. He was an University of Ibadan, a lecturer. Yoruba influence corrupted him. Opa Biasika, the same way that some of you born in Lagos behave. That was exactly what Opa Biasika did. He said no. The Martin Elechi you're seeing of Ebonyi State, Martin Elechi was a supporter of Opa Biasika, another arch saboteur. Today he's the governor of a state, only in Igbo land. So who are these people that built this Igbo nation you're talking about? Families were left on their own. That was why we went into buying and selling. Everybody was left to their devices. Hausa people all over the place. In my own town. After Timbashi, the Hokobe, if you're going to Hokobe, Hokobe Afara, on the left-hand side, before Holy Ghost, St. Teresa's, you will see them there. Hausa people. Babangida was living at number 25 Macaulay Street. They were everywhere. So where is this emerging from the ashes like a phoenix come from? People, we are left. It was down to the sheer hard work and protection of Chukwu Abiyama that families emerged. That some of us were able to go to school. We had to pay our school fees to go to school. If you don't have school fees, you're finished. So where is this Igbo nation they are talking about that emerged? Was there any cohesion? The answer is no. Nnamdi Azikiwe abandoned us after giving us our national anthem. He ran away and joined Nigeria. He came back to form MPP. I said it's an Igbo party. Did we not vote for him? Of course we did. Because we are always forgiving. Always forgiving people. Igbo people are having a celebration in Lagos. It is not worth mentioning because that is what they do all the time. After all, very soon now we'll be having World Igbo Congress in Southern Antarctic region of the world with penguins attending. There is nowhere they cannot call an Igbo meeting. Anywhere they go, they call an Igbo meeting. Anywhere they go, they are calling an Igbo meeting to come and celebrate something as sacred as an Igbo day. As they call it, Igbo Day. And that day, they are going to showcase how they turned £20 into one container load of goods from China. And the people will clap. And they will dress very funny, look like clowns. And then they will go home. The next day, they will burn down their shops at a wooden shoki. And they would have to relocate to another place. That is their lot for them. This is Radio Biafra. That is our news headlines and accompanying news summary. And we have opened our lines. Our lines are now open. You are free to call us. If you have anything to say, you must say it. If you have anything to offer, you must try to offer it in terms of your views, your opinion, your ideas. However you want to do it, we welcome you because this is your platform. This is your radio station. There was somebody that kept calling us all the way from the USA. Well, we are still presenting our news. Now is the time for them to call back and say what they wish to say. This is Radio Biafra and our lines are open. And once again, I must remind you, if you wish to join us, please, the number to call is +44783138376 or alternatively +44208133976. We have a caller on the line. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Oh, good morning, Director.
Good evening from here.
Director, I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes, and what is your name?
Yeah, Director, I'm Chukwu Emeka Amebu.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm Chukwu Emeka Amebu, Director from Umuezigwe.
Umuezigwe,
Umuezigwe,
the children of God. Umuezigwe, the children of the King of Heaven. Please go ahead. I love that name. Go ahead.
Director, I thank Most High God for granting me favor, Mr. Johnny, back to London.
Thank you.
Director, I was really mad, you know, why you're reading the news this morning. Concerning the $9.3 billion dollars, which the fools in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria have been looted from the country. Now, well, my question is this. At the airport where the money will be lifted, are there not EFCC? Are there not EICC at the airport that will verify every traveler before certain could be lifted from the country?
Exactly. And why South Africa? Why South Africa? Is South Africa where the arms is? Is it South Africa? I don't know. These people are very funny. Please go ahead.
Yes, Pastor. Yes, Director. I must say that EFCC, I must give them a name this morning. The name of that EFCC must be Expert Forces Committee, Criminal Committee. That's the name they should be answering, not EFCC anymore. That's my little contribution for this morning. For
thank
this
you.
News read.
Thank you very
May
much.
God bless you, Director.
And you too, my dear brother. God bless you and God bless our beloved country. Thank you very much. We have a caller on the other line as well. And we also have a caller on Viber. Stay where you are, but the caller on the phone, if you can hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, how are you? Pastor Benjamin Dukuba Okereke from Welambudi, Imo State in Biafra land. I'm the zonal coordinator of Leeds branch of Indigenous people of Biafra. How
thank
you
very
sir?
Much. Very well, thank you. Thank you. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Thank you. According to the news you read, you know, everybody's not happy in what is happening, but we still urge our members to please try to help so that this our struggle will come very, very soon. Because the more we delay, the more things are getting out of hand. And the more bad news are coming. So we want to see if we can curtail that bad news. Please, every defense you, please help us. Help in any way they can. Not just listening and doing nothing. Please, we're just pleading for people to please help. The reason I'm calling now is we're inviting people to attend. We have a seminar on Tuesday, 30th of this month, next week, Tuesday, time 5 p.m. The title of the program is Know Your Roots from the Jewish land. We have a Jewish brother we met that is coming to teach us who we are, who the Biafrans are, really. So we're holding this very meeting on Tuesday, 30th of September 2014. The address is 432 Dewsbury Road in Leeds, and the postcode is LS117DF. Please, Indigenous people of Biafra, residing in Leeds, West Yorkshire, or in Leeds or West Yorkshire or Humberside, wherever you are and you want to attend this, please make sure you come. And if you have know more about this, please could call me as well, and I could arrange for brother Jeff Riches to attend and lecture them more about the Biafran and about ourselves. So please, it is very, very important that we begin to know who we are. As our director has been lecturing us, we have more people to support him now. So that is why we all digging and digging to make sure that we know who we are and help people to know who they are. So I'm using this opportunity, other coordinators, if you want this man to come across, please get in touch to me. My number is 074-7489-2489. Thank you very much for listening. And please be able to help Biafran come as soon as possible. Thank you, Director, and may God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to UK.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you, my dear brother. There is somebody coming to speak. If you can make it to that very gathering, please ensure that you go there. Any amount of knowledge we can garner on our way towards our freedom, we must encourage you. We must welcome it. We have a caller on Viber. Is that correct? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? You must turn your system down. If you wish to speak to us, your system must be down. Can you hear me? Please turn your system down. Please turn it down. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I don't think they can. This is Radio Biafra for those of you joining us for the very first time. Our lines are open and you are welcome to call us. This is our platform. This is our radio station. And each time you pick up your phone or Skype, if you call us, your voice will be heard all over the world. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Onyekachi Ebubebunam. I'm from Imo State. Hello?
I can hear you're listening to two voices and you'll be confused. Turn your system down. Turn it down. How can you listen to two voices at the same time? It is not possible now, is it? He said his name is Ebubebunam Kamebubebuleya because he couldn't comprehend two voices. That is very, it's very, very important that when you call Radio Biafra, you turn your system off. Turn it down and or you turn it off however way you wish to do it. If you do so, we will be able to take your call or else you cannot hear us and we cannot hear you either. We have a caller on Viber. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Did you call earlier?
Yeah, I called before, but it seems like you cut me off.
No, I didn't. I was talking to you, but you weren't able to hear me.
Okay, but I can hear you now. Hope
wonderful.
You can hear me.
Loud and clear. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Okay. My name is Michael Okafor. You know, the secretary of the indigenous people of Biafra here in Madrid. So, well, director, I thank God for your journey, mercy, you know, for everything you had been doing for the indigenous people of Biafra. You know, is God is going to pay you. Well, I'm using this opportunity to thank the Ibab family here in Madrid that came out for evangelize. So I thank them all. I'm still urging them that they should try, you know, this week again so that we can go out to evangelize again because we have a lot of people here. Our brothers, though they haven't heard anything about this Biafra of a thing. I'm also using this opportunity again to inform all the Ibab family here in Madrid that we are having our meeting for this coming up Sunday evening time, that is 6:00. So by doing so, I have to mention the number so that if you don't know the place, maybe you will locate us through this number that I'm going to call now. 632-040-858. I repeat it again, 632-040-858. Then the second number is 632-288-745. Again, 632-244-745. I am using this opportunity to urge them all for them to come for our meeting. So we have to keep the fire burning. Well, director, I don't have much to say. You know, I say that God should continue blessing you, guiding you, and protecting you. Amen.
He said, and you too. Metukwa Abiam also take good care of you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Skype. Is that correct? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Thank you very much, Abby. Can you please give us 1 second, please? I need you to give us a second. We need to be able to connect you properly because right now we cannot hear what you are saying. We cannot hear you and what you are saying. We are trying to have you connected. For some reason, the line was disconnected. It was disconnected, so do bear with us, please. Do bear with us. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, director.
Wonderful, and we can also hear you, and so is the rest of the world. Please go ahead, give us your name once again, and where you're calling us from, if you may.
This is Abia Sowa, the secretary and PRO of Biafrans in Israel. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to Biafrans all over the world. Director, I thank you for your wonderful work that you are doing for us. And I say, may Chukwu Abiam bless you abundantly. I just want to try to analyze or put my own point of view over the updates I've been seeing. I want to start from what concerns Ejirika that the UN are trying to probe him or whatever. Please, what is going to happen to all the most murderers of Biafrans? Who has ever come to them to ask them any questions? They're talking about the millions he has. You know that Biafrans are like sheep amongst wolves. That is how we are. We are not as are. And another thing is, good luck, Jonathan. I know that he's a really confused man because I don't know what he's coming out to do as a president. In as much as we want the Biafran to come, he's not even a Biafran anyway. But what is he coming out to do? He should know. We Biafrans are like sheep among the wolves. We must be devoured. This is how it goes. We must be devoured. There's no way you can come and stand up tall. They will try as much as they can to suppress you. That is how it goes. And they're talking about our soldiers that what offense did they even committed? It is the thing that concerns Boko Haram and the chief army or whatever. I'm not even interested. Ask them to take a route which they know that it's not safe for them. And what happened? Soldiers were killed and they reacted. Now they're trying to face death row. And who is even going to talk for them? Let me tell you, there's no way you can see anybody answering Mohammed Abubakar in that place unless you see Musa Jong. That is the name they will put, even if there should be any other amongst them. It's Biafrans, and they will be slaughtered, and nobody is going to talk about them. This is how it goes. You know, we've been shouting Yoruba pastor, Mr. Director, before you build a house, there should be a plan that will be approved by a government. How come a two-story building now have to, I don't know whether it magically went up to six-story building. How can the foundation, it was never the foundation of the original foundation of the house, how can it carry a weight of another four floors? For what? You are turning the church into, and what about the audio that was caught, him trying to give money out? Why would he give out money at all? Just like you said, they may even be counting that the South Africans that died there are just few. There might even be more than that. They have been covered by buildings that were collapsed. How are we sure about the number of people there? How can you go to seek for salvation and now you are being engulfed by death? This is what we get, because if there should be Biafran, nobody will pray for sickness to go, because there are good hospitals for you to take medical attention. Nobody will pray for you against poverty, because there should be job opportunity where you even be working that you don't even have time to be running from one church to the other. This is what we get. Whenever we say Biafrans, you people should come out and support what we are doing. The day of atonement is really coming out. We are trying to go over to the next phase of it. This is something that we should do. We should atone for the grace of God. You know, Director, here we are celebrating Shana Tova, and by next week we are going to the Yom Kippur. We are celebrating, the Jewish are celebrating their New Year. And I said, wow, the director is wise to have put it on third and fourth. He reimagined. This is the ancient people. They don't follow any new god. They don't follow any whatever. They are as ancient as whatever. And you see how they are being secured. They are not confused. They know what they want, because they have not left their original trace. This is the way it should be. Dear friends, we should not leave our original choice for whatever thing. You see this man, before you know, in the next few months, he's conducting another prayer services there, and nothing might happen because he has money to throw around. So we should always open our eyes. You go in for whatever. The money you will go there to give them freely for Titan to sow seed. Please bring it in Biafra in our struggle. We need to get ourselves out of this mess that we are into. Really, what is that? Okay, look at Tinubu. How can a governor, you travel, nobody knows your whereabouts, and they proclaim that you're sick. All of a sudden, you emerge from nowhere and triumphantly say that you are not sick. Where did you go to that nobody knows? They will be rooting and embezzling the public from buying jets upon jets, and nothing will happen. Look at how Abia State is thinking. Who is going to? Before you know, they'll use the money to go and contest another election. They're sharing us bags of rice, and we are happy. What are you doing with the bags of rice they are giving to you? They will still collect it from you, or you die of road accidents because the roads are not good. So, dear friends, we should all buckle up and open our eyes and see that the time is ticking. It's really ticking. There is no longer time. 2015, see Buhari, at the last election, he said if he ever lose, his people will fight for him. Boko Haram is fighting for him. He has been called one of the sponsors of Boko Haram. Nobody has arrested him. But look at the Ejirika. They're carrying him from one place to another, from sponsor of Boko Haram to he's a billionaire or whatever. And you see, even in 2015, he doesn't win again, there'll be a bloodbath. So it's better for us to ginger up. And the Door of Atonement, director, there are people that are hearing our voice now. They are called the Sky Outreach Youth Empowerment Program. I was amongst them before, their president, before I came here, and they heard about the Atonement Day, and they said that they would like to be part of it. And I told them, you should, it's obvious that you may be broadcasting from Biafran Land on 27th, and on 3rd is the Atonement Day, and on 7th we are trying to like observe the red moon. So that director, if you have anything to tell them, they are like, how would they participate in whatever thing that they are doing? We are in about 6 states, mostly eastern and southern states. I was their president before I came here, and I told them, they are really listening to you now. If you have any words for them, how they are going to participate on whatever thing you want them to do, they are listening to you. Thank you, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I shall tell them what to do later. I will tell them what to do. Thank you, my dear sister. The caller on Skype again. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, good evening.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, my name is Ugochukwu Azunike from OKTT. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to welcome you back from your extra travel.
Thank you. Thank you.
Since you came back, I've been trying to call online to talk to you, but it's not been easy because of the bad network we have here.
I know.
Go ahead. Yeah, I want to appreciate you for your good work and all you've been doing for us. And since you came back, I want to announce on air officially, because we held our election here in Senegal on last week Friday meeting. I happen to be the new coordinator of Indigenous People of Dakar here in Senegal. I want to make some points clear to our people here and to some other people in some other countries. You see, Director, like when you talked about the dues, though we've managed, after the election, we managed to pay for 1 month on Monday, last Monday. We paid for 1 month and promised to do something for the past month that we've not been able to be having meetings. But there's something that is very baffling, Director. You see, most of people here in Dakar, they keep calling on air, you hear their voice, and you think these people are coming out to meeting. They are not helping the struggle here. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying.
I do. And anybody who is from Senegal who is not attending any meeting shouldn't call me. Simple as that.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
That's the point I want to make clear to you, Director. If the number of people who hear their voice on air keep turning to the meeting, we won't have much problem.
But before, Senegal was big. Before Nigeria came and gave you people money and you ran away. Before Nigeria came and destabilized all of you. People come and they shout, Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. Your hand they start talking rubbish. Before Senegal was very, very strong. What happened to all those people? What happened to them? These are the fair weather people. Because of them and their fathers, we lost the war in 1970. Because they couldn't stand. As soon as Nigeria came with a bag of money, they all disappeared. Entire Senegal disintegrated overnight. And these are the people that want to go to war with us.
Director, you see, I want to make something clear to you. Sometimes you don't need to listen to what people say on air, or if, because if they paint a wrong picture to you, you get the whole thing wrong.
What happened to Senegal after May 30th? Or beginning in Senegal? What happened in Senegal?
There was a problem on the ground, and it has been resolved. And the former executive was dissolved, and the new election has been conducted, and the new executive are on work now. So what I'm trying to say is, those our brothers that call on air, they should try and turn up to the meetings. Some time ago, people asked questions why the meeting was stopped in the meeting. And I want to make something clear to you. Sister Bere Chukwane work, she is in Nigeria, but more or less like she's with us. She can tell you more of what the problem here is. But I'm not going back to what happened in the past. What I'm trying to say is this. I want to encourage those our brothers that have been calling on air. I want to encourage them to start coming to the meeting. Because the struggle is not what they're going to be doing from their home. If everybody sit back at their home and be calling on Radio Biafra, there will be no people you see coming out for the struggle. I don't think we can make a headway. So my call, purpose of my call is to make them know that the meeting has started. They know the place. The venue is, like this coming Friday, we'll be having a meeting. The venue is Yongle, is the second floor. If they don't have the number to call, they can call my own personal number, which is 774772161. I repeat, 774772161. Or they can call the number of our PRO, which is 768615932. I repeat, 768615932. That's all I want to say for the night. And the secondary director, I want to talk about the news you gave to us tonight. You see, those our brothers that have been condemned by the military of the zoo. I think it's going to be a sound of warning to those our brothers that are still serving in the Zoological Republic as the military. It is high time for them to decamp and come and join the struggle what we are doing right now. Because if they fail to do, I think what fell on these guys can come back to them. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. I want this thing to be a sound of warning to any Biafran man working for the Zoological Republic. It is high time for them to decamp and come and join what we are doing. Because they continue staying there, nobody knows what's going to happen. So, Director, I want to appreciate you once more. And I want to make something clear again. If anybody call you from Senegal, ask him, are you part of the meeting here, please? It's very, very important. Because on daily basis, I hear them calling. But when you come to the meeting, surprisingly, most of them, you don't see them. So it's not very encouraging if they continue doing that way. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much. And I've said it here. Anybody calling Radio Biafra, you're not a part of the meeting in Senegal, should not bother calling Radio Biafra, because there's no need. Yeah. We are not here for some useless show. I need to understand that the leadership we now have in place in Senegal is grounded and very, very strong. Most of you are not strong. Most of you are not grounded in what they're doing. We need men who are very strong, women who are very strong. Not every passing opinion. People cannot stand very firm and very strong on some set of principles. I don't like it. And I hope that under your leadership that Senegal will be far more stronger than it was after the 30th of May. Anybody who thinks that they can come to Biafra as a way to get close to the zoo, they are playing with their lives. We must make it very, very clear. Biafra is not a stepping stone for you to go and become close to one Alhaji or the other, cutting a deal. All of them who are responsible for the disintegration of Senegal, they are the enemies of our people. Very, very important. Very, very important that this is conveyed to them, that they understand it, that they understand how serious we are, and that this nonsense can no longer continue. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, I called before. Good evening.
Good evening.
My Director, I'm calling from India, but my name is Sonye Kachi. I'm from Ohaji in Imo State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, we have been talking much about this Biafran of 18. People are calling here and there doing Biafran family. Well, I am not against it, but I hope it is high time for us to go back home and raise our flag. We are tired of hearing Biafran family outside a Biafra home. We need to go back to our land and raise up our flag. It is time.
If we raise the flag now, how do we defend it? How do we defend this flag?
If we go to Lukuna and raise it, how? You remember what happened in old days? Our ancient fathers, they have nothing. But because of unity, the little they could bring themselves together, they fought on behalf of us. And now that we are growing, we are matured enough, we can handle our problems. Let us come up and tell ourselves the truth.
I'm listening to you, but your line is also your listening device. I can also hear it there. Why don't you turn it down?
Wow. Turn it down. Okay, Director.
Turn it down.
Okay, Director. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Let us make one thing very clear.
Okay.
I am not in the business of declaration of Biafra hoisting a flag. If we go home this Saturday and hoist a flag, what happens on Sunday? That is the problem. You see, I don't believe in stunt. Everything we do within the family of the indigenous people of Biafra will grow organically from the ground, slowly, incrementally. So any block we put in place can never fall. I'm not saying that everybody who joins the Biafran struggle is genuine. No, I'm not saying that at all. But there are more good people than bad people. Always. People will come and buy a group war. Others will come to gain relevance. And they think they are something. And they will fall by the wayside. It doesn't matter. But this very effort continues. I have said it before. The number of people that will get Biafra is 100. Not more than 100. That's what I said before, and I'll say it again. But my dear brother, I don't believe in stunt. I can go home tomorrow and declare Biafra again for the 90th time. And then what happens the next day? Any day we get enough guns, any day I go back home, and with the power of the people, they say go and declare Biafra. We declare that same flag and we defend that flag. If we mount it in Enugu, we'll defend Enugu with our lives. That's how to do so, freedom fighting. Not you declare in Enugu, the next day you go to Okwe, you declare. After that, you travel to Ezinachi, you declare Biafra there. You go to Abai, all over the place you declare. Whereas beside you is a checkpoint being manned by zoo soldiers. Does that make any sense? I don't want us to insult our flag anymore. The day we raise our flag, that flag will not come down. Until we die, until we come free. Simple.
Director, I appreciate what you told me for a reason. Because that was the most reason why Nigerian army conquer us much. Because we are not equipped at those old age. But today, I know that the new generation, we are upgrading.
I said to you to turn down your system and you couldn't turn it down. But you want to go home with me to declare Biafra. But simple instruction you cannot follow. That is the problem with some of our people. Simple instruction, turn your system down, you cannot do it. But you want to come home with us and go and do Biafra. It's not done that way, you see. There is something called discipline. We must be disciplined. Without discipline, you cannot get anywhere. You will be in a court of law perambulating for the next 96 years. Before you know it, even your children will be dead. Because of our hopelessness and stupidity. We must be very focused, very determined, very dedicated. 100 men. That's all. So that the glory will be greater. It's not for, Biafra is not meant for everybody. Think it's everybody who's going to do Biafra? In truth and honesty? No, not at all. Very few people will do Biafra. And this is the radio station. This is Radio Biafra. All the same, wherever you are on this planet Earth, if you're joining us for the very first time, this is the platform where we discuss, we debate. This is where we exchange views and ideas and opinions regarding how we are going to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Wherever you are, regardless of what you're doing, we will continue to welcome you. We will continue to ask you also to tell those around you to tune into Radio Biafra every blessed day, morning and evening. We are here. We don't fail. We don't retreat. We don't surrender. We are not fair weather people. I bet H.M. Bamba, God forbid, bad thing. We are consistent. Never change. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly. To be clear, you can hear me.
I can hear you. Please go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. I'm calling from Miguel. I'm old I'm from Osuka in the Biafra land.
You're calling from Niger Republic?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. What would you like to say? The whole world is listening. What would you like to say? Go ahead.
Okay. Is there in any way that I can get a number of director of Biafra in Osuka from you?
Sorry?
Is there in any way possible for me to get a number of Biafra in Osuka? Because I want to go home. And when I go home, I have to connect with Biafra.
We are everywhere. When you go home, you can call Radio Biafra and we'll tell you who the Nsukka coordinator is. We have a very strong presence in Nsukka. We do. Very strong. So once you go home, you contact us, you let us know that you're home and we put in touch with people there. We also have a family meeting in Niger Republic as well. You may like to know. We also have our people there meeting. So once you go home, you contact us and we will put you in touch with the family at Nsukka. And I must thank you for your courage and for you to call as well, all the way from Niger Republic, the home of Lamido Sanusi Lamido. That's where they come from. But now he's the Emir of Kano. Surprise, surprise. They call on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No. They cannot hear me. They are incapable of hearing me. As soon as they can hear me, I will bring them forth to speak, but right now they cannot hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Are you talking to me, director?
For goodness sake, of course I'm talking to you. You're the one on Skype, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm talking to you. I've been calling you all this while. Please go ahead.
I just don't know if you're talking to me.
No, I'm talking to you, please. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Director. I just want to let you know we are solidly behind you. And presently, we are directly opposite the United Nations with the flag, with the Biafran flag.
Yes.
Representing the indigenous people of Biafra, and we are.
Yes, are you people, are you continuing from yesterday? Are you going out all the time to carry out this protest on the streets of New York?
Correct, sir. You are correct. Very correct, my director. And I want to use this opportunity to speak to all those, everybody, all Biafrans in New York area. I will be waiting at 47th Street tomorrow in 2nd Avenue, 47th Street, 2nd Avenue. They should come out. They should come out. We'll be waiting there. Because surprisingly enough, even the New York police, the NYPD, they have our information already. Then surprisingly enough, Director, I just want to tell you this. It is a big testimony. Me and the New York coordinator, we are here. And the way the NYPD, they just opened the gate for us and ushered us once. Immediately they just saw the poster. I was marveled myself. Hello?
Of course, it's Chukwu Abiyama walking. What do you expect? It's Chukwu Abiyama walking, of course. Anywhere we go to the open doors for us. Go ahead.
So, Director, so every one of you in New York area, in Biafra, all Biafrans, I also want to use this opportunity to say job well done, the barrister, and then the professor Denigbo, because I also listened to the playback of, yes, at least it was midnight here. I listened to the playback of his in-depth analysis. I was surprised, Director, people from the Caribbean, they are here, people from Venezuela, from Sri Lanka. And from Crimea, they are here, and they are here. I'm telling them we are buying their own protest, and we are also selling our own protest to them, because this is a political ground, this is a diplomatic ground. Lots of people are here with their different grievances against their captivated government, against the government who have kept them in captive. Yes. So for you, friends, you are not the only one. You are just the only people keeping quiet, and I wouldn't be ashamed, and I wouldn't be deterred by the cowardice attitudes of Biafrans, because Biafrans are even known. I spoke to a white lady yesterday from South Africa who was here. I mentioned Biafra to her. She said, "Oh, Biafra." I think you can understand. I don't need to say everything.
Of course, of course.
She said, "Oh." Which means they know already. So, Director, I just want to say job well done. Even if they like, let them come out. If they don't like, let them stay. Because even the NYPD, the New York Police, have our information already. They know about Biafra. As we're coming on the VIP section for people to be allowed into the protest ground. If your name is not listed in the NYPD system, you will not be allowed. Funny enough, Director, we are there. So whoever is stepping back, just listen. Director, I want to let the world know I am not giving 5 kobo. I ran out from the office, took an excuse to be here. Director, I don't know you. I've not seen you. I don't know anybody. I only called the national coordinator who linked me up with the state coordinator, Mr. Ugo. And we are just here because of Biafra. I am not here because of money.
Exactly.
If it's money, I am okay. So, the picture clear.
Yes.
We are doing this for the in-depth conviction we have.
Yes.
And we are not far. The United Nations, the Nigeria, the Zoo Embassy is not far. It's not far from the UN. Yes, it's not too far from there. So there are a lot of paid crowd who are shouting, Jonathan, Jonathan has defeated Boko Haram. So those are paid crowd, you know. They just went to, they have him, they have, who went to the school. And some,
they make me laugh. They make me laugh this
evening. Yes.
My dear brother, the line has gone very, very far. I commend you for the work you're doing. I commend you and the family in New York, the same people that attended the United Nations meeting on indigenous people. The work you people are doing there is excellent. It is marvelous. And you must continue to do it. You have to continue to do this very well because you're doing it for your country. And that same country of ours, we are here broadcasting. We are here propagating this very gospel to the hearing of the entirety of humanity. Therefore, I commend each and every one of you. I commend your bravery. I commend your forthrightness. And I want you to go on doing what you're doing, that they may know that indeed Biafra is not just a country, but the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, my name is Chibike Charles. I'm calling from Spain.
Chibike Charles from Spain. Which part of Spain are you calling us from?
I am calling from Victoria, Spain.
Victoria in Spain, the home of our head of directorates, Uchenna Siebu. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Exactly. I am the zonal coordinator, Victoria.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay. Director, I want to say thank you very much for the work you've been doing for us, we Biafrans, all over the world. May God bless you.
Same, and you too.
Please, I want to say something about what our national coordinator said about Biafra in Victoria and also in Bribao. Director, we are having a lot of problems here in Victoria.
Why?
When you came to Victoria, I was not here. I was in Nigeria. And when I came back, they told me everything. And I was just like a member. I joined them as a member. At the time, they begin to have some arguments, some problem, you know, the Igbo style.
Of course, no, it's said, normal. It's normal.
Yeah, they said, why are we contributing money? Why are we making this man rich? You know, the way they behave. Then I said, okay, what do we do? They said they don't want to be coming to the meeting, that they are coming only to contribute money. So I tried to convince some of them, but they didn't answer me. They don't want to respond. Meanwhile, the first coordinator of Victoria resigned. You may know him. He was the coordinator of Victoria. He's right now the chairman of Igbo Meeting Association here in Victoria. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I also called him and I asked him what is happening, what is wrong. He told me that, I am not having much time now, that I am working. I don't have time to come and do this and do that. And also, you know, I have a lot of job. I said, okay, no problem. What do we do? And we later choose one other guy called Agujebe, which I thought you saw him the last time you came to Barcelona.
Yeah, I'm not sure I saw him, but go ahead. I'm not sure I did.
All right. But I was the guy who took picture with you and one other black guy. Then in this case, we are now finished. Victoria, we are only 5 people now doing Biafra here. I am saying it so that the national coordinator will hear me, and also the director of the state, he will hear me, because I spoke with him yesterday about this. Before we made it to be one zone, because we are one state. Basco is one state, just like Barcelona, Valencia, and the other rest of the state in Spain. But why we made it this way was because from Victoria to Bilbao is assuming 1 hour minute or 45 minutes driving. So some people would not like to travel all the way to here to join the meeting. Then we decided to make it, okay, let the people in Victoria have their own and have somebody that will coordinate them. while the other people in Bribao have their own meeting, that when we want to pay money, then we have to join one as one state.
No, it will not happen. It won't happen.
Yeah.
Victoria, moment, Victoria will be separate. Go ahead, please. Finish what you're saying.
Moment, moment, Director. Yes, I know. When you came to Victoria, you saw a lot of people.
Yes.
That was when we are still one in one Igbo meeting.
Yes.
The people that welcomed you, the people that accepted you, and the people you met when you come here, we are all the people, all the Igbo people doing meeting together. We try to join the team together, Biafran and Igbo, because we are all the same people. We are all the same. But at a time, some people who don't like the Biafran, they said, no, Biafra have to be separate, while the Igbos will have their own meeting separate.
Yes.
Well, we did it that way. But as time goes on, other people begin to go back. Mm-hmm. Now we are only five people.
Yes.
Last time, about three or four days last week, when they came to Barcelona, we were only four people who contributed the money, and we rented a car. Mm-hmm. Three people from Bribao, and we rented a car.
Yes.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, we are four people doing this Biafra now here in Victoria.
Yes.
So then, it will be very difficult for us to contribute 250 euro, only four of us, every month.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm telling you now, the current secretary called me that he told me that, oh, if this thing continues this way, he will drop from being the secretary. Because when you call meeting, nobody comes. We only three in the meeting.
Let me tell you something. Can I tell you something? Do you want to coordinate Victoria or not?
If I don't want to coordinate Victoria,
I'm asking you a direct question. Do you want to coordinate Victoria or not?
Yes, of course.
Then you will continue to coordinate Victoria. You will go out onto the streets of Victoria. You will evangelize. You will preach. Do you know how many posters are in Radio Biafra? Do you know how many we wear before? We called a meeting in London. Let me tell you a story. We called a meeting in London. The hall was full. Nearly 50 people. At the end of the day, it only fell on four people to carry out this very project. Four, mother and nurse also.
Yeah.
That all over the world now, in over 88 countries of the world, Victoria, where you are, is just a part of Basque country in Spain. Only one zone in Spain. Yeah. Now you have Biafra in over 88 countries of the world. Only four people started. Only four. The same number you are today in Victoria. And you're telling me you cannot do it?
No.
Are you telling me you cannot do it?
No. You don't get me right, Director. I did not tell you that I cannot do it. I am trying to tell you about what is going on right now here in Victoria. And also, I want to remind you again that Barcelona is more bigger than Pais Basco.
Who built Barcelona?
Listen to me.
Very, very. Hang on. Let me finish. The same thing that Nonso did in Barcelona.
Yeah.
The same thing that other people did all over in Czech Republic. Let me tell you something. Yeah. Our brother, there is only one person in Czech Republic carrying this whole thing. You don't know the battle he's fighting every blessed day. But yet, I was able to go to Czech Republic to go and spread this very gospel there. And a few of them came out. You keep on walking. Even if it is only you and your family, you keep walking. Chukwu Abiyama will send the genuine Biafrans to you. Just keep doing your work. I don't know why we give up. We throw in the towel so easily. Any small thing, we just give up. I don't understand why.
No. Director, don't get me wrong. I am not throwing the towel. I am trying to let you know what is going on right now. You know why I said this?
No.
If you, according to what you told the national coordinator yesterday, I was trying to get online but I couldn't yesterday. What he said yesterday, that Victoria is supposed to be a separate zone while Bribao will be a separate zone. No.
We are only one state like Barcelona. Hold on, let me finish, please. I expect people to be reasonable.
All right.
Very, very reasonable.
Okay.
I would not expect every zone in Spain to contribute the same amount of money, given the number of people that they have. If you have lesser people, you must be able to contribute less. But that does not give you the imperative to sit at home and do nothing. You must go out and keep evangelizing. It's as simple as that. You have to do it. And sometimes people wonder and say, oh, why are we doing it this way? We are doing it this way because we want people to take responsibility for their country. Other people cannot sit down, others will go and get it. The problem we have in Victoria is a question of what I call double envy. Our Igbo men are very, very envious. Some of them are very good, don't get me wrong. But a majority of them are very, very envious. Is it because Omiomio comes from Victoria? Is that why? And he's the head of directorate. Could that be the reason why? Why don't they go and get jealous when Babangida is traveling to Germany to go and take treatment? Why don't they get jealous with Hausa people importing cement, making use of Calabasas port? Our people are very stupid. I don't provide succor to people or to idiots that think that they can come in and use their greed and envy to try to scupper what we're doing. They are mad. If need be, I will go back to Victoria and tell them to their faces how foolish they are. I will go back there and I will tell them. What I need you to do is very simple. You will go back to your house, my dear brother. You will regroup with the four that you are. You people are even too much. How many people did Yeshua start with? Jesus Christ. When he was evangelizing. How many? Can you tell me?
Anyway.
How many people? I'm asking you a question. Jesus Christ, when he was preaching, how many people did he start with?
I thought they were 12.
No. Go back to your Bible. You don't know the Bible very well. Go back and read it.
Okay. Maybe I am not good in Bible.
Exactly. Okay. If you go back there, you will see it. Therefore, it doesn't matter. What will matter in Victoria is how hard you worked. Not okay. the mess what? You met, but how you turned the mess around to become something. Before, because of Owasulike, nobody wanted to do Biafra. You know that? Yeah. Do you know that we came at a time when Biafra is almost impossible to do? Yet we are doing it. We have not given up. I don't expect you to give up. I'm not saying you are going to give up. You will go back to Victoria. You will continue to work very, very hard. Any internal arrangements to accommodate the shortcomings you have because you don't have the numbers should be done by the national. They know what to do. Have a meeting and decide and say, okay, this may be too much for Victoria for now. How can we help them to grow, to be like Barcelona or to try and be like Bilbao? As simple as that. Go and look for ways to try and grow your team. The national should be able to be accommodating. If you cannot afford to meet your requirements, then the national should be able to come up with something, some sort of explanation, not just for you, but for the whole of Spain. That's what I have to say on that. And thank you very much for calling.
But excuse me, please, one second.
Go ahead.
Can you give me?
Of course, yes.
All right, because I forget to introduce myself because of the question you were asking me. Meanwhile, I come from Umunze in Urumba South local government, Anambra State.
You sound as if you're from the southern Cameroon. You sound like, do you live in Cameroon?
No, I am from Umunze.
You sound like somebody from Cameroon, from southern Cameroon. Were you born in Cameroon?
I was born in Igbo land. I grew up in Umuz. I was born in Umuz. I grew up there.
Okay.
Before I came to, from there I came to Spain after my college and other things. Wow. Meanwhile, please, I want to use this opportunity to tell my friends, my brothers here in Victoria, please come up because we have a special day being our third and fourth of next month.
Of course.
Like we said, I went where they were having gathering yesterday, and that was on Saturday, and I told them about it, and some people told me that they will come. Meanwhile, Director, I am trying as much as I can to make sure that
continue
this Biafra stand in Victoria.
It will.
You can ask our director of the state. He is the person that is telling me, giving me advice to stand on my feet that I should not fail. Because if I go, there will be nothing like Biafra in Victoria anymore. Please, Director, I want you to talk to the people of Biafra any way you can. I think you have some of the guy's number, especially our former coordinator. Try to call him and ask him. Or if you don't have the number, you ask from Omiomio. They will give you his number. Then try to call him and ask him what is wrong with him, what is going on with Biafra. You gave into his hand when you came here. What happened?
I will ask him, but if anything went wrong, I would have expected him to contact the appropriate personnel. You see, let me tell you one thing, my dear brother. You see that Chukwu Abiyama is very, very, he's clever, too clever for man.
Yeah.
Not many of us will get Biafra. Many people will enjoy Biafra, that is true. But not too many people will get Biafra before we say it is by the work we did. That is why Biafra came. So, that is why the number is very, very small. We are getting to the saturation point. Very, very soon they will shut it off. We will no longer be creating any new zones. We will just stop and focus on what we have. That's what we're going to do. So the period of consolidation is coming very, very shortly. Continue to do the work that you're doing. Allow us to do the work we're supposed to do. I will take Victoria as a very special project, and you'll see what will happen in the next 2 weeks. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And God bless you, my dear brother. You have spoken very well. I enjoy that. It requires extraordinary bravery for somebody to come on air to say what you have just said. I commend you for it, because here we hide nothing. Everything is out in the open. We wash our own dirty linen in the public, because that is the only way to keep it clean. The barrister has joined me rather very blatantly. I don't know if the barrister took some time off work, took leave without proper notice. Barrister, can you hear me?
Good evening, Barrister.
Good evening, Barrister. What happened to you? You know, in a leave without authorization.
Director, you're the only one who will always jump on me at any given time. Director, you said you enjoyed our brother who just called now, but I tell you I didn't.
I did. I'll tell you why. Go ahead.
We have said it many times here on Radio Biafra. We don't want to entertain any more complaints. We don't want to entertain any more excuses. If there has been any problem, you said this, Director, last month, contact your coordinator. This guy has taken more airtime than necessary, and we only preach here 2 hours, and everybody's gone. There are quite a lot of people itching to come in. Here, we want efficiency, effectiveness, and speed. Talk something vitally important so that we can move on and restore Biafra. Not complain. Anybody who said it here, you ask him a question. You cannot preach to a Biafran that we are in trouble. You cannot preach to somebody who came from Biafra land that we are being killed on a daily basis. For those who are not interested, do not struggle to convince any individual. Please, Biafrans, let this be the last time we are reporting anybody. It's not necessary. We don't need it. You preach to your fellow Biafran, he or she is not interested. Don't report to us. Move on. But we guarantee you one thing. Biafra must come. And at the date of atonement, the date of arrival back into Biafra land, you will look at that individual to say to them, are you coming home now? Because we are going to have men standing at the airport to know those who want their country to stand, to know those who want Biafra to exist. Please, Biafra, stop wasting airtime reporting anybody or complaining about anybody. Director, I must tell you, I've been fuming here. It's not that because I'm a Biafran, I would have turned off and said, this guy, carry on talking. But of course, I'm a committed Biafran. That's why I have to wait until he finishes what he's saying. The report is necessary. If you want to prove how good you are, return your money. The date director has mandated, return how much you have. Don't tell us you are trying. Trying is not enough. Deliver. If you are a Biafran and you're a coordinator and you're somebody working for Biafran, look at our brother who spoke from New York, telling you that they are the gate of UN in New York. He's telling, giving us updates. He hasn't met any of us, but he's working tirelessly for Biafran. That is what we need to hear and know. Not reporting that Okeke is not coming forward. Okoye is not coming forward. We don't need it. Okoye, say whatever you are. Biafra will come. Only few of us will get Biafra. Not everybody. If we are crowded, it will become messy. Director, let me go to the reason why I call in the first place. Here, Jirika, we cannot allow this to die. We cannot allow a sleeping dog die at this point in time. Director, I'll give you my reasons. Buhari, Babangida is now in Germany, holding his hand on his face. I just wish he died there. How many of our people did this man kill? But he's going there to receive treatment so that he'll be alive. How many of those who carried and took money from Babangida has ever protested for Babangida to be arrested? Buhari, how many of our people commanded to be killed? He's there vying to become another elected president. Goodluck Jonathan is presiding over our people being killed on a daily basis in the north. Who has arraigned him to come to UN or to be prosecuted? Look at what is going on in that zoo. Our people are interested in collecting money after money after money. They look away. And now they want to take in Hedrika. I've never met in Hedrika. Once he was there, what did he do for Biafra? But this guy is being taken away in the name of Biafra. Simply because he waged war against Boko Haram. Those who are killing Biafrans and Hausa Fulani Boko Haram want to take him away. And we are keeping quiet. Our stupid, foolish, ignoramus senators are there. They will not campaign against those who have been condemned to be gone, to be killed, so that they don't support Biafra. What are we doing? Biafrans, why are we so stupid? Up to the extent that somebody will come to your house, take your brother away, you look away. The houses are very much united because of Islam. Biafrans, we are not united because we have been factionalized with different religions all over our territories. We are keeping quiet. The Hedrika will be taken away. Just like very many of them have been removed from the hem of affairs in that zoo. They removed our beloved sister, Stella Odua. Nobody shouted. Here on Radio Biafra, we campaigned. But because we are not on the ground, she was taken away. Our sister Rose was there with immigration. They removed her and claimed that she retired. Of what age did she retire? Buhari, is she not of the age to retire? Babangida, is she not reached the age to retire? Goodluck Jonathan himself, he's not the age to retire. So, but every Biafran woman or woman, man or woman are treated like dogs. And our people are after money. The same money they use to castigate and criticize Igbo people, the money we don't have. Those who are looting our money and taking our oil and embezzling money, they go scot-free. Their names are singing beautiful songs. But the Igbos who are collecting scraps have been labeled to a master level that they are all criminals. They collect money. But Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, Yoruba, who are sitting on our cash, looting it and taking it to abroad. Nobody talk about them. The hatred and the campaign, brutal campaign they've been putting on us. Igbo love money. Biafras love money. The money we have never gotten. We are not at the helm of affairs. We are not presidents. We are not vice. We don't have any economic power in that zoo. But we have been labeled brutally, called also some names. Ihejirika will be taken away very soon. And we are keeping quiet. Ohaneze will come out with one stupid slogan. Good luck ahead. Good luck go ahead. Good luck do this. What has good luck done for you? Look at how dilapidated our area is, the whole of Biafra land. You cannot sing a song of any of them. All we do here is to complain, gossip. That's what our people are good for. Our senators are joining those who are dwelling in your own land, taking your resources and using it to look after themselves while we are being impoverished, maltreated, marginalized, killed on top of it. And our people are busy pursuing rats. You will not support because this 10 or 11 of them have been condemned. Therefore, relax. When they are killed, your son will go back and will be killed as well. Because the only way, the opportunity you have in that zoo is to go to the military, where they will assign you to go to Boko Haram. When you get there, they put your hands, tie your two hands at your back. Boko Haram will kill you. Nobody has ever arraigned all these people that are killing you. But we are keeping quiet in Hedrika is going. Very soon, they will lock him up. But Gowon is moving up and down. Buhari is there. Babangida will fly in and out. This is somebody who took our money and gave it to the Islamic. Why did he go to Saudi Arabia to go and be treated? Since that's where he invested his money. Why did he go to Sudan, where he voted his money to? But he's going to Germany. Because he's got the money. Which money? Biafran money. No hospital for us, no road for us. Maybe he came with his private jet. Where did he get the money? Biafra money. And we are busy pursuing rights and talking all sorts of rubbish. We can't have economic sense, we don't have political sense. To decide what we can do, to go and campaign and carry placards and say, no, Ejika is not going nowhere. All of you keep quiet. Yoruba and Hausa will decide what to do with all of you, and they'll carry it out. Nobody's to stop it. If you talk rubbish, they give you money. And you take it and run home and go and build one day old stone house. Your brothers and sisters are dying. Barrister, what a shame. What a big shame for us.
It's very sad. Maybe, Barrister, is that why we didn't hear from you this morning? You are too upset to come on air this morning.
I'm upset for the past 2 days. I've been angry. You're talking of this morning. For the past 2 days. I just want to sit back and hear our people. But what are our people talking? Instead of talk something meaningful, something to gravitate us into Biafra land, we're talking about petty things that cannot achieve anything for us. Everybody who doesn't want to come and let them stay and sit down in their bloody homes. Few individuals will get Biafra because Chukwu Abiam has already ordained it and it will never stop. Whether you come or not, it doesn't matter. Those who are eager and those who are pushing it will see this to its rightful conclusion. Not everybody will get Biafra. Not everybody, director. You alone and two or three other people like you, director, we will stand. How many people got Israel? How many? You can't have a crowd with emptiness. Have few individuals, then you produce a realistic result. That is what I believe in. I don't believe in quantity. I believe in quality, director. Good evening.
Good evening, Barrister. Well spoken. You have made up for even in the morning and also this evening. Of course, Barrister is very upset. Who isn't upset? Everybody is. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you from wherever you wish to join us from. Our lines are open. We are on Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Our Skype lines are open. Our normal lines are open. The time here now is approximately 4 minutes to 9 p.m. in the evening. We are transmitting from here to the rest of the world, and we commend those of you in New York at the moment flying the flag for Biafra, the tricolor of the rising sun. Chukwu Abiam is with you all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name, please, and where you're calling us from?
Yeah, my name is Ojimba Chukwode. I'm calling from Amsterdam, from Imo State, Olu Zoo.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just listened from my barrister, what he's speaking just now. Yes. I'm so impressed. I'm just so lovely for that kind of reward that's coming from my barrister.
Wonderful.
Because I just want to contribute to what the barrister said. I don't ever like the way we speak sometimes in what is happening. I could remember one thing I got wrong in Amsterdam. Even if my national coordinator encouraged me, I encouraged him. I said, look, even if we are two, we can able to contribute and deliver our monthly dues.
Of course.
It's better we choose Biafra that is two persons, that will be 100 and be a two. What I love that my barrister said today is that a Biafra is not for everybody. Biafra, those who get Biafra will be a few people and will take their honor from the Chukwu Abiam.
Of course.
I always encourage you, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, I'm so impressed and so happiness for you. The way you motivate me a lot, the way you speak and the way you talk to people, the way you are patiently, I'm so much happy with you, and I say Chukwu Abiam will be with you.
You see?
All those that are listening for us, for the whole world, we are calling all the Biafrans. I know one of my brothers come from Spain talking of preaching. You only just have to go and preach to people. If they come, you don't leave them. If they don't come, leave them. Soon as later, everybody will now carry millions. They buy land, 50 million, 30 million on water in Lagos. And they're asking them to come out and pay for contribution. They are running away because they don't want to lose their property. They will soon lose the property and the Biafra will come. That's what my contribution. I'm happy. God bless you and continue your job. Chukwu Abiam will be with you.
He say.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you for that. We have a caller on the phone. Is that correct?
Yes, director. Good evening.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
Yes, my name is Ihena Chukwuebuka once again. And I'm from, isn't it, in Biafra land, Imo State, in Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the PRO, Indigenous People of Biafra, in South Yorkshire, Sheffield, England, United Kingdom.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you for the good work you're doing for Indigenous People of Biafra. So, may God bless you. I continue to bless you. Blessed by the Sima Mezu, our sister Karamonde, and everybody who came before as well. All the crew of Biafra.
You say. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to use the opportunity to announce our meeting coming up this Friday, 26th of September. Yeah, we're having our meeting in Indigenous People of Biafra, in South Yorkshire, which is Sheffield, Rotherham, Doncaster, and Barnsley. All my brothers and sisters that live in South Yorkshire, we're having our meeting on 26th September. Please come with your friends and family. We have very many issues to discuss. The way forward, the way to get our Biafra, get our republic back from evil people that call themselves our Hanes and Deep and all those people. So our meeting is on Friday, 1 o'clock. The venue is London Road, our brother house, Chidi. Our coordinator number is
yes, go ahead.
Yeah. 07-09-24-5261-601. That's our number of coordinator, Judo Benna. So, director, thank you. I don't have much to say. I say, may God continue to bless you and bless all Indigenous People of Biafra.
He said, thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra, and with the time now standing at precisely a minute past 9 p.m. in the evening, we are coming to you live. We are direct. We are disseminating this very information to the entirety of humanity. We are here. We welcome you. And we must reiterate that very few people will get Biafra. Biafra is a thing of the spirit. Some people, you bring the news to their attention, you make them aware of what is happening, and they come naturally after that. That is what needs to happen. That is what must happen. You don't force anybody. If there's only one person in a country, so be it. Biafra will come. Victoria is only a tiny part of even the Basque country. We are in 6 places in Spain. 6. Only one tiny place. And we'll fix it, of course. We will. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my director.
Please, my dear brother, what is your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Iwobi Ken Haisen. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia,
please. I'm from Iftarif. Yes, Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm from Iftarif, the Anambra State, beyond Biafra land. My director, I'm calling.
Go ahead. You are listening to your system as well. You are talking to us and listening to your system. It takes a while, please.
Okay.
Turn it down, please. Turn it down or turn it off. Go ahead.
I'm calling because I want to talk about our defense fund. You really need to be hammering on that defense fund because that is the main reason what for me, after the atonement, this is the next step we are going, and we don't have much time. Because people are beginning to get tired or weak about the defense fund, and which is not right, because this should be our priority for now. This is because you should give time. If at so time, if they cannot pay, anybody who is calling you, you ask them if they have paid their money. If they have not paid, they should stop calling. Because there is no need calling 10K when the data is not yet at hand. They have to pay. You should ask everybody, because we have paid mine. So everybody has to pay before you can call. I'm talking long stories. I'm praising, thanking everybody. We know you people are doing a great job. But the thing is, we need the money. We have to contribute this money. This is the main thing. Without arms, we can never, we don't need to do it. You can never go to farm without Ogo or all these things. So there is no way we can have Biafra without this money. We really need to hammer on this. You should give time. at the social time, if they cannot pay, they should stop calling. So the people that are paid, they should contribute. These are the people we should listen to. Because everyone is calling and nobody is talking about this defense fund. It's like it's not necessary for them. I don't understand. Because me, I don't like what is happening right now and it's pissing me off. I really want us to get into action. Because it's like, well, we're just every day thanking for how long we continue thanking. I'm sorry for my word because I'm just angry.
No, you have the right to be. Here we allow people to express their views and to say their mind. Of course, you have a right to be. The fact of the matter is that, you know, our people are not used to this. And it's a good thing you mentioned this thing. And it's also a very good thing that the person that gave out his jets, supposedly to go and buy weapons with, is the leader of the Christian Association of the Zoo. Orisa Jofo is a Christian. He's a pastor. He commands millions of people. But he sent out his aeroplane to go and buy weapons. Isn't it? He loaned out his aeroplane for them to use to go and purchase weapons. Well, he's a man of God. Isn't it? It is this type of...
Yeah.
I don't know why our people cannot reason. It is impossible. But people need to understand that.
It's not possible.
It's not possible. But they want us to go and start. I've said it before. People should get together and say, you have the license to go and steal. Then we'll instruct our boys on the ground to commence work. But we don't want to soil our hands. Chukwuebuka sent us. He will give us the means and the tools with which to fight this very battle for him. My dear brother, I'm grateful for your call. Thank you very much. You're doing very well. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, director. This is Afam Living Johnson. I'm calling from Oslo in Norway.
Oslo in Norway. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm to announce our meeting, our upcoming meeting on Saturday, 27th of September, 2014.
Thank
you. So our address is on our Facebook. So we are calling every indigenous people of Biafra living in Oslo and nearby Oslo for our coming meeting on Saturday so that we will have and discuss the way forward for our Biafran dream. God bless you.
And you
bless
too.
Biafra.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. That's a meeting announcement. Our people are continuing to meet because it is their duty and their responsibility to do so. If you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. We are asking our people, what is the rationale, please? Orisejo Four is a Christian, the head of the Christian movement in the zoo. Yet he gave out his aeroplane for them to go and buy arms with it. He understands. Some of these pastors, they even go with armed guard. So why is it that all these so-called super rich evangelical Pentecostal pastors, why do they have armed soldiers with them? You want to go and defend your country against vandals and you want to go empty-handed. How is that possible? How is that possible, I ask? How is it possible? Our people don't quite understand. That is why when we go to governments of the world and tell them that we want Biafra, they leave us in the waiting room. And the only time you see them again is when they want to go. They tell you they want to lock the office. And I went to a particular place and I asked the man, why are you people, why is it that when we come, you say you will see us, you leave us here? The man said, when you people are serious, we will know. You don't even have to come and tell us. I kept asking myself, what do you mean? What do you want us to do? Is it to write letter? He said, when you are serious, we will know. Right now, you people are not yet serious. But we got the message and what they're trying to say. And we shall duly oblige them. Radio Biafra is live on the air in the morning and also in the evening. Our work is very simple: to educate, to enthuse, to galvanize our people towards one simple outcome. That outcome is the restoration of the full and absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. And in so doing, it is not every day that we are going to get people where everything is going to be hunky-dory, everything is going to be smooth sailing all the way through. We take the rough with the smooth. Some days people are bound to phone in out of their passion, out of their conviction for their country to say, I am encountering problems where I am. We expect that. Nothing is smooth sailing all the way through. You are bound to encounter hiccups. You are bound to encounter some slight variations in the level of expectation, but that is not going to stop us because we are here to do one singular work, and that work is to seek the unadulterated restoration of our beloved country, Biafra. That is why our lines are open, and that is why our number will always remain +44208-133-9976, and also our main line when we are here in the UK, which is +44783130836. Our two Skype lines are open, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra One. All one word, Radio Biafra One. On these platforms, you will be able to get us and you will be able to speak your mind, to express your views. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. The one on the phone, please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, please, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Hello. Hello.
some people are drunk. Honestly speaking, this is not amazing. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, good evening, Loretta.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
Chijoka Gugwa. Representative of Sicily.
From Sicily, yes. Yes, go ahead, my neighbor, go ahead.
Okay, I want to congratulate you and appreciate you just for being able to accept the work of the Almighty Chukwudana, to accept him to do what he has called you to do.
Yes.
To appreciate you and your family and the co-workers in Radio Biafra. Thank you. So the next thing I want to say, Director, there was a time, I think 1994, there was a kind of old zoological money people were looking for. I don't know what they were using it for. And people were looking for it just to get it for expensive. I was moving around my town because I came from Integer. And there was one rich man. The family was still rich. But when I went there, the old man, I said, I'm looking for some money. When the man brought the bag, a very heavy bag of their farm pounds, I wonder, in this case, I begin to reason. I say, this man, why do you keep this money? And we are looking for money to buy ammunitions. And I was saying in my heart, now that I realize that this is a kind of mistake our people are trying to repeat. Because even the additional of half bag of that money could have given us Biafra by buying a lot of ammunition. That is how a lot of them perish with the money, by giving it back to the zoological people. The money that we have taken out so far, if they brought it out and let us pursue what we are trying to get, that we are destined for, that God gave us, they hide it under their bed and let us and to exchange it for 20 euros. And today, what is going to happen? People are everywhere. They are waiting when Biafra come. They will say, come and change this money for us. Then they will meet hell with them. With the money they are banking everywhere. Tomorrow, Jews will divide and everybody will go in its own way. Who will them change the naira for them? And how will they, where will they go if Nigeria is not existing anymore? If the zoo is not existing, everybody go to his place. And who own the zoological money they will be trying to change anyway? It will never recognize. Take them out now. Because if anybody, whoever that wants to come tomorrow and say, I'm giving out, I have 20 million to exchange. If the record of the person have not at least contributed 30% of the money he brought, nobody will change him. We just the money to him.
That is correct.
So in this case, our people must bear it in mind. Tomorrow, let them come and say we will change. The record will come. If the 30%, to my own estimation, is not given to Biafra to restore our nation, I think that person we know the next thing to do. Because personally, I don't see myself as a representing, if my finance is not going in there. I don't know it always, just because of one thing or the other. But I'm giving my best. I'm proving it to the anybody in Sicily here. Proving them that I can give even more than my life in the struggle of Biafra. That is how it should be.
Of course.
I'm not happy always because my finance, I need more to give. That is simple about it. I need more. I will give until I give every, my clothes. That is the struggle of Biafra. I am tired answering the name. No, my money inside the struggle is what makes me a Biafra. Because people fought for 3 years with empty stomach. And today, we are taxing off everybody to bring 10 euro in every day, in every month. And people are saying this money is too much. 10 euro. And people carry on with empty stomach for many more years, struggling for a while. And today, we are laughing.
My dear brother, you have spoken so well. I wish I had made this very speech you've made now. That is something that surprises me. They think we are foolish. It's not that I don't know very wealthy people or contacts I can go to and say, give us weapons, let's go and fight. We have those contacts. But what I'm struggling to understand is that what we are doing is very... If you cannot afford to support your country to buy weapons, how can you go and carry that weapon to sacrifice your life if need be? People must understand this. If you are not prepared to support Biafra, now let us assume that everybody goes back to their houses. Please, the caller on Skype, stay where you are. I will come to you next. Let us assume that everybody goes back home and says, oh, I'm not going to do anything. Let's sit down at home. Radio Biafra will close because it doesn't run on thin air. It will shut down. And then what will happen after that? They ask us, we are not united. How do you unite people unless you unite them around something? You must call people to unite around something. We are in over 88 countries of the world. What other unity are you looking for? We have that already. But we need to move from where we are to the next stage, to the next level. And if our people are not prepared to make that leap to the next level, then that means you cannot sustain a war. That means after the first strike, if you don't get Biafra within 1 or 2 weeks, you run away. The same way that your fathers gave up in 1970, after only 3 years. Southern Sudan fought for 30 years. When the advice came and His Excellency was told, allow BAF to go into the forest and to continue fighting, they said no. They disbanded the Second Army. And the Second Army had the men to continue the battle with the zoo. They said, no, we've suffered enough. And where are we today? Are we not still suffering? Are your children not still in jail about to be killed all over the Far East? Are you not still walking through the desert? Are you not still swimming through the Atlantic? Are you not begging for papers? Not looking for people to marry to get papers? Are you still not struggling? Yeah. Do you have access to the oil? The answer is no. Do you have access to the sea via Calabar or Port Harcourt? The answer is no. Okay, you know where? No good roads, no good hospitals. What do you have? Nothing. You are still at point zero. Because we don't know how to make... That is why I love white people. I castigate them, but goodness me, these people are resilient. I say to our people, the reason why black people, a black man is poor, is because of lack of perseverance and resilience. I want our people to go and watch the pictures of the early explorers of the Antarctica. Go and watch it. These are men that walked through frozen continents. Out of their own free will, they said, we want to go and find where South Pole is. They left everything. They left their families. They entered onto a ship. They didn't know if they were going to come back or not. And I think one of them is called Scott. He died. He wrote a letter to his family. And I think he was the second person that went from the Nordic countries to go and discover the South Pole that brought back the man's letter. Captain Scott is his name. He died trying to find the South Pole. They had nothing. Frostbite ate up all their fingers and their toes. These people kept marching, trying to find the South Pole. If you call somebody, buy me Samsung. Buy me BlackBerry. Buy me iPad. You ask them, how do you think iPad works? How do you think a mobile phone functions? A mobile phone cannot function unless there is a satellite in outer space carrying the signal via its transponder. How did the satellite get into outer space? People are listening to my voice right this very minute via satellite. How is that possible? What made it possible? It is technology that men risk their lives for in order for you to be able to have. And we don't want to take any risk. That is why we are born, these huge African people. You don't understand the meaning of risk. That is why white men left Europe, came to South Africa and took everything from you. Because you don't understand the meaning of sacrifice. You don't know it. That is why you're a slave. The caller on Sky, please, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me too?
Yes, I can hear you. Please go ahead. Go ahead. The caller on Skype, go ahead.
Yes, my name is Dr. Gerard.
Gerard who?
Yes, I'm calling Chukwuma.
Yes, where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling you from somewhere called Makivka. Have you heard of Makivka before?
Chineke no, yeah, brother. Where is Makivka? Where is this one? Is it on this planet or is it in Mars? Makivka, where is it?
Yeah, Makivka is in the eastern part of Ukraine, somewhere close to Donetsk.
My goodness me. Where they're fighting a war, no doubt.
Yeah, do you know the place?
I don't know the exact town, but I know Donetsk. I know Shakhtar Donetsk. I know they have a very good football team.
Yeah, so it's just like about 20 kilometers away. You got some good village there where you can get some good meat, you know, and all that.
Please go ahead. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, so why I'm actually calling you is because I so much listen to you and then you talk, and I was trying to figure out some information from you to enable us see how we'll be able to actualize this dream. But I'm not really sure if what I'm thinking it is right, because I think we don't need war to have an independent state of Biafra. Did you watch the last episode of the election in Scotland, the referendum?
Yes, I watched it, yes.
Did you see it was how peaceful it was?
Yes, it is peaceful because you have human beings. Nigeria is a zoo where you have animals. There's a difference. Human beings and animals is not the same.
Now, I am thinking that our problem as a people is a problem of unity. We are not united.
With who? United with who? Satan or man? Unity between who and who?
In the Igbo land, we are not united.
Where are you calling me from? Hang on. Where are you calling me from?
So I'm calling you from Ukraine, Makif.
Are you not united with me now, since you're speaking and millions of people are listening to you? Is that not unity?
What I'm saying is, you can't see me, you can't know me, but we know each other at home. Like, there are people who are at the affairs of the government at home, and those people are not even eager to make any move. And those people are not even connected with the poor. And those people are there on top of the game. Even as we wanted this sovereign state of Biafra, we don't even hear them speaking. Okay, now let's take for instance, I was going through the national dailies. You saw somebody from Abia State has the highest private jet. Did you see it?
Who from Abia State is that? Who is the person from Abia State with private jet?
The former governor of Abia State. Have you seen his jet?
Who is that?
The former governor of Abia State, Ojuzo Kalu.
No, I haven't seen his jet.
Oh my God. You need to watch. You need to see.
So it is the jet is more better than the one that Babangida has?
No, they said that is the highest so far.
Who wrote the paper? Who wrote the article?
So it is in the paper. It's
which
in the,
paper? Which paper? I'm asking which paper?
It's in Vanguard. It's in
Vanguard is a Yoruba paper. So what do you expect them to say?
So
Tinubu's jet, no, not Tinubu or Fashola's jet. It's not just Carlos' jet that is the highest in the zoo.
So what I'm saying is that as a people, I think we should bring ourselves together. It is not a war. We know who to talk to, and we know the nations who will be in support of this sovereign state of Biafra. We have enough. It is one culture, one language, one religion, and one people, and I love them so much. And I think if we'll be able to integrate ourselves together,
my dear brother, you see, there is these things that people say sometimes that makes me very sick. Do you know that America fought a war, First World War, Second World War? In America, there are two political parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. They are at each other's throat all the time. This fabled unity people trump up all the time does not exist. What binds people together is common interest. Are you telling me I have to come and sleep in your house to show you love and peace and unity? That doesn't work. It does not work. I have a question for you, my dear brother. Yes. Can you show me, you are trying to compare chalk with cheese. There is an English expression trying to compare chalk and cheese. The two are not the same. You are talking about Scottish referendum. Do you know they have a Scottish nationalist party? Do you have a Biafra nationalist party in the zoo?
I'm telling you about integration. When people are not integrated, we need to be integrated.
With who? Integrate with who?
We need to integrate ourselves.
With what?
Into you are who? Saying now Scottish.
No, I'm asking you a question. Integrate with who and how?
You see, the message you are carrying here,
yes,
needs to be taken to the grassroots.
Did I tell you they're not listening? You have not had people call from home to say they're listening?
I traveled home not quite long, and I asked people. I used to hear Radio Biafra and everything happens, and I used to be happy when I hear all these things. They say, they don't know about it. And I was like,
do they know about Chelsea results with Man U or Liverpool with hang on? Do they know about Liverpool's result with Man City?
No, it's not what I asked them. What I asked them was,
ask them, they will tell you, because Radio Biafra comes via the same satellite. The same satellite they used to watch Chelsea and Liverpool. Radio Biafra comes via the same DSTV decoder. But they cannot be bothered to listen or to tune in because we tell them the truth. They cannot be bothered to tune in because it will scramble their brain. They will have to think long and hard. They don't want to tune in and listen because it involves hard work. That is why Africa is poor. People run away from hard work. Biafra is not a walk in the park. It requires dedication. It requires sacrifice. It requires hard work. You compare like with like. Scotland and the zoo is not the same. Britain and the zoo is not the same. Scotland, they have a parliament of their own. They control their place. They have tax-raising powers. The Scottish people have their own judicial system, separate education system. Their health system is more funded than the one you have in England.
I've been opportune to travel to all those places you are talking, and I'm thinking that we, as a people, we can win this war only by integration and unison.
Oh my God! Integrate with who? Now, come, Mr. Bikon. Who are we going to integrate with?
We need a fundamental integration.
What is the meaning of what is integrate with who? Do you know the meaning of the word integration? Integration means to join together. Is that correct?
See, at home, because this thing we are doing now, like I told everybody, it will be very, 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 very wonderful in the future. But if, when we don't have trust in each other, it doesn't really go a long way. Like, you've been the only one speaking on the air, and people are congratulating, people are talking good about it. But if this message is being taken properly to the people who are concerned, a lot of Biafrans want a sovereign state. Biafrans should have been more better than it is now. Biafrans want more freedom than it is. Because if you come to Nigeria as a nation, I think we are the people who have never spoken before, because all the regions have been speaking times without number in the whatever they call it. But the Biafrans have never spoken. It was only by chance of a military whatever that we had heard a name in that seat of government. And no Biafran is happy. A true Biafran wants freedom. A true Biafran wants development, because on ourselves we are developed. We can develop ourselves. Even without nothing, we travel all around. Nobody has ever given us free education before, like the other people did in their own side. But yet, Biafrans get being educated. Biafran, when we are in universities, you look at the board, the people they will cut highest is still Biafrans, just to see how they will reduce it. But then, we are still moving on. So now I feel that if we will be able to take this message to the grassroots, it will yield more results than we have ever said now.
Now I'm beginning to get where you... Hold on. What you need to say is that we need to find a means of getting this message to get to the grassroots. And we are doing that. We are working on that as we speak. And very shortly, you will be able to see what will happen. But one thing that people talk about all the time is this fabled unity. Unity, unity, unity. Before you unite two things together, something has to bind them together. Our people prefer to unite in lies. I prefer that we unite in truth. It's as simple as that. And truth is very bitter. Our people cannot handle it. That is why some of them will run away from it. But we don't care. We don't care. As long as we speak the truth and preach the truth, that is what matters ultimately. That is what counts. Nothing more, nothing less.
But here, we need the majority. Do you know that? We need the majority. And when we have the majority, my brother, as I'm
majority
talking to
of what? Now, majority of what are you talking about?
I said, the truth you are speaking is good truth, but the majority are the people who are eating the lies. And we need to differentiate between these truths and the lies, because the people who have been fed or who have been fed with lies are more than the people who have the truth. Me, I have the truth as you have the truth, and I like the truth. Do you understand? And at the moment, and I felt, okay, let us see what we should do. What are the platforms we should look at to get our people know that this is what we want?
Give us an example of that platform. I hate theory. What is it? What's the platform you're talking about?
One of the platforms is that we should go from the secondary school to the university level.
Who will go? You? Will you go?
Yes, I will.
Okay, then prepare and go. And we'll support you.
Because you see, that is why I said, I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind. I can go.
Yes.
Yes, I can. That's why I told them.
So, if you go from one secondary school to the other, they go back home and they watch AIT. They go back home and they listen to NTA. They listen to... Hold on. They listen to all those idiotic state-based radio stations that only praise the governor. And then you tell me that you have made progress. My dear brother, it is about changing our way of thinking.
Yeah,
the way of thinking of our people we need to change. And the only way you do that is through mass media. There is no... Going from one classroom to the other will not do the work.
If we are afraid, we cannot achieve anything. I was telling somebody.
Hold on. Stay. Don't go away. I like it. I want to bring in one or two other people. Stay where you are. Don't go away, please.
I am where I am.
The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller. Yes, turn your system down, please. I say this all the time. Please, I beg you. We take your call, turn your system down. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Ejiofale Figwe.
Yes,
I'm
please.
I'm calling from London here.
From London. Go ahead.
And I come from Ogiba, Imo Street, Biafra land.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to know, I can't take it anymore. The guy you arguing with, please, we want to hear something else. We don't want to hear somebody who is arguing so blindly, so ignorantly. I mean, you cannot compare Scotland or Britain, UK with the zoo, or Africa, say, oh, what is happening there? People are talking about this stupid fabled unity. Boy, it's not unity. Biafra is not unity. I don't know what unity is talking about. When we are all over the world falling in, if he doesn't hear that, then he's a fool. Please, we want to hear something else. Please, he's taking out the whole time. Let's hear somebody else talk, because we just can't take it. This is not his radio station. If he, I don't know where he's calling from. Please, I'm too upset. Please, Director.
Thank you very much. Don't be upset. We don't like people get upset. My dear brother on Skype, I'm sure that you can hear what our brother said. We want you to be able, I want to learn from you. I believe in learning from people. If you come to Radio Biafra and make a very compelling point, I learn from it. We all learn from it because millions of people are listening all over the world. One thing I need you to understand and understand very well, my dear brother, is this. That we are already united. Go and see our video of the 30th of May 2014. And also, I suggest you go and also watch what is going to happen on the 3rd and 4th of October. Our tournament. Then you know how united we are. Thank you very much for that. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, Ibezim, stay where you are. Stay where you are. Don't disengage. Let me go to the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. The caller on the phone. I'm talking to you. You are on the phone. Please, what is your name and where you calling from? You basically stay where you are on Skype. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Kletchi Okeke from Azubo. It's you.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I am a dear fan.
Yes.
May I use this opportunity to advise? Your work has been so beautiful and wonderful. And any man who wants to stand out to bring a victory to his people doesn't look back. And that is the kind of person you are. You are the Moses of our time. But I want to advise you, there are more than thousands who are ignorant of what is going on. And until we keep talking to them, even through this media, before they will be able to get us right. Once again, I want to say that I am so, once in a while, I begin to cry. Where are our leaders? What are they doing? Here is a message God has given. Why not these leaders use this young man as a spokesman? Must you govern people when they die finish? When we call you, you share that. It is simple because people are following you. What about when those people die off? Who will now share you up? Therefore, the governor of Anambra State, Imo State, and all the power of Eastern State and Ohanaeze, listen to me. A day will come when the cap will run out of your head. A day will come when that your seed will begin to burn fire. A day will come when you say, I see there no more. Now is the time. And by then, you don't know whom to run to. Run to what we are crying, the cry of people now. Go down to the east. You see crying. You see pain. You see afflictions. People don't know what to do. Today we are talking about the edge of the cap. We are talking about other people. And the people who have killed so many people are there wandering up and down. And yes, the guy who have been appointed. The one thing I know is that the guy did not go to attack the enemies on his own. He got somebody commanded him to do. And he did that and came out. So even if he's going there, he's going to go and learn some children and idea. He's going there to come out in a very fine color. I know that. The Nibu man is a diaphragm. He has his knowledge and wisdom. Then finally, I will say that God has instituted every human being in this world. We have to remove our hands from men of God. Let men of God be on their own. Whether you are from Jew or from Gentile, be on your own. The Biafrans are not attacking any men of God. The Biafrans are speaking the truth and making of the truth. So the issue of men of God, let it not arise in our own time. Let us carry out the message and the gospel. Most of the men of God who hear us must repent and join us. They let us not point to them because the Bible said we should not fight the people call of God. And when we do that, that will become also a blowing to us. So my friend, I appreciate you. I see the other coming. I see it coming. People are joining hands here and there, putting things together. And let me tell you, even the other we are talking about, before you know you're about leaving first, go before us. The most are just on their own. I can't imagine. See, who cannot coordinate themselves? You hear the bastard together. Any small thing, see them cut off. And then first of all, go. And we are talking Biafra every day. So Biafra is truth and is going to come to pass. Thank you. I'm grateful, my brother.
Thank you very much. And God bless you too. Thank you very, very much for that. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? My goodness me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my name is Emeka, calling from Igwacha in Biafra land.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yes, I called because of the man who spoke with you a few minutes ago, who was saying that the people at home do not know about Radio Biafra. So one of the reasons why I called. Hello.
I can hear you. We are listening to you. Go ahead and make it very snappy. Go ahead.
One of the reasons why I called is to let him know that people from this part are also on hooked to Radio Biafra. I'm listening via satellite. That is for him to take note of that. Then another one is that I agree with him when the man talked about unity, about uniting our people, because the moment our people are massively united, Biafra will be at the tip of our hand. But like you rightly told him, the people will or should be united around something. Something must unite them. Supposing people are looking, I know that many of us here, when you talk about unity, you'll be looking at the governors and their representative at the federal government, you know, to come together. But from my own knowledge, I know that those people will never come together because they are serving the interests of their masters, the Asal Fulani oligarchy who imposed them on us to occupy and subjugate us. There's no way they can serve the interests of our people. Rather, they'll be serving the interests of their masters. That is obvious. And that thing is that should anybody here want to raise a banner, for instance, like the way when Abga came on board, Hausa people, you know that once Abga is able to win entire five eastern, former eastern central states, that the next two will be Biafra. They know, they don't need any prophet to tell them because they are good politicians. They will not allow you to unite. That is one thing my people do not do. These people who are ruling Nigeria will never allow you to unite because they know the danger of your unity. That once, because we are injured people, once we unite, we will not fight our cause. And they know it. It's only natural that once we unite, the next will be fighting our cause. And the only way I'm seeing our being together or uniting is by only this means. By this Radio Biafra on the air. And when the Radio Biafra is introducing street policies, introducing good, street policies, policies and good ideas that can unite us. That is the only way the Igbos or the Biafrans can unite. I don't see any other way of uniting us. And the moment we are fully united, then Biafra comes. And that thing I want to also talk about, the man was comparing us here, Nigeria, with Britain or something. I don't think it's workable. It's going to be workable that way because these people here are stubborn. And from my own view, even when the UN recognizes us, for instance, the Hausa people will still want to fight because all the investment is in our region here. They will not just allow you to go with all the investment, all their investment, all the oil they are eating from. Even when UN recognizes you complete, they will still want to fight. Our people should take note and know that there must be armed struggle at the end of it. But before then, let us unite and come up and do what we should do, because there must be war. These people will never allow you to go out with their billions of dollars that they are benefiting, that is on our ground here, because UN have recognized you. That will be at the tail end of it anyway. That is the little opinion I want to contribute.
And I accept it, and it was well put and well made. Thank you very much for that. We have him back on the line. Can you hear me, Bezim? You are on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. So also is the whole world. Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay, Director, good evening.
Good evening, Madam.
I am Obiore Bezim. I'm from Oba, Idemili South, Anambra State, Biafra.
Yes.
Director of, I'm the coordinator of Biafrans in Israel.
Yes.
Sir, I want to thank you for your good job, as well as thanking my very few brothers here in Israel. As for the Atonement Day, we are getting set for it. Probably we'll be going to the Western Wall in Jerusalem to pray for Biafra.
Yes.
I've had a brother talk of somebody coming to tell them their route. I quite remember precisely when I, sometime within 70-something, when I was in primary school, that this morning, even Nigerian government knew from where we came. The British know our lineage. Because I remember precisely there was this one that they did in Nigeria that time. The bigger denomination came with a note with the heap of a pyramid of granite
that signifies the Hausas in the north.
Yes.
And then the other note, it has a cocoa and colonel probably that signifies the west, the Yorubas. Then a coin with a hole in the middle, a coin that signifies our people. It has a star of David, a star triangle against triangle.
That is correct.
And this star of David is a sign that at least we emanate from Israel. So even those Nigerian government, they know from where we're actually coming. And that is actually why they want to subdue us and bring us down. And Director, I say just to let our brothers here, our secret listeners hear that if nothing had ever inspired them to go into this struggle with us. For instance, there is this adage that says in our place that what is worn on hand cannot be viewed with a mirror. When the Boko Haram insurgent group came up, we took them for all this radical Islamic group of people, not until recently. The so-called youth of tomorrow, the people that are going to be the leaders of tomorrow, the RY youth, they came up sounding that same statement. That statement that the Boko Haram people dropped, that after 1 week, if the Christians don't leave their area, that they're going to strike. After which they started bombing the churches and the rest of them. Recently, the RY Youth Forum came up and sounded that same thing. Then our people yet will not know that it's still same food that is boiling on the pot. So, Director, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to tell them that it is that same thing that which is to say that they already settled and discussed about this, their plight, as in coming to Islamize us, which I believe after they might have succeeded in conquering the whole of Northern State, they will proceed. They will come down to for us. So we are putting all hands on deck here. We are working on our very little unit as much as we can. We are just behind you. Whatever thing you ask us to do, we'll do, Director. I want to thank our brothers all around the world, the good brothers and sisters that know that whatever affects a brother affects the other person equally. That this struggle is for all.
Your line is slurring, as I would say. And thank you for that. Thank you very much for that. I will comment on the things you said in a short while. Thank you for that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, my director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Good evening.
Hello.
I can hear you very well. Go ahead.
I'm not a man. This is Okorafor, Michael Okorafor. I'm calling directly from Owerri.
From Owerri. Thank you very much.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, my director, please. I want to make my own contribution.
Go ahead.
About a man who called you last, telling you that people in the East, we are not hearing the voice of Biafra. This is a fantastic lie. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please continue. The whole world is listening.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If the last caller, that very man who spoke about the people in the East, can hear me now, I want to make it clear to him that we people here in Owerri, not in Owerri, Imo State, we are hearing the voice of Biafra very, very well and loud and clear. Even I'm using a very big microphone to make my people around me to hear the voice of Biafra.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, if that man is listening, I'm calling direct from Owerri. Owerri, Imo State, capital. Are you hearing me?
My dear, I can hear you.
My contribution to this issue now is that we are 100% ready. Only what we need is market and the hole to go to the farm. But if we can turn this issue, only what we need here is rocket-prepared grenades,
Amodka, HMG. So what we need here is.
He's listening to the phone, to his own system as well. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please turn your system down. Raise your voice. The whole world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Okechukwu Wim, and I am calling from India.
From India. Please go ahead.
I hear from Omaka and Ninjab NGA.
Can you turn down your system, please, before we continue? Turn your system down. Turn it down, please.
Please, I want to make an announcement of our meeting here in New Delhi.
You will make the announcement for your meeting, but first of all, you will turn your system down. I don't know why it is very difficult to follow a very simple instruction. When you call Radio Biafra, you cannot be waiting to hear your own voice. Because you are far away. When you call us, your voice will first of all come to us and then go back to you. It takes almost 6-7 seconds. We can't be waiting for that length of time. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? My goodness me.
Hello, hello.
Yes, can you hear me, please? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, Director, my name is Kelechi Nadia. I'm calling from East London here.
From East London, heard, please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard from over there. So, I just want to address the man who called from Ukraine. He's talking about unity and things like that. I understand his point, but we now have a platform where we can come together and talk and listen to each other. And we now have a common purpose, which is getting Biafra. So, the only way we can achieve it, or the way he wants it, is let each one of us listening start from our families. Create that love, preach Biafra to them, then our people have to change their mentality. Because some people, when you tell them about it, they say, yeah. You see? So are you going to, you can only take a horse to the river. You cannot force a horse. Like you rightly said, the director. Our people adapt. When they are comfortable, they don't care about others. That's our problem. We have to remove selfishness and change our mentality, as you rightly said. That's the only problem we are having. Not that our people don't know that we have a platform. Most people, we tell them, they don't take it seriously. They say, yeah, just something like that. So let's start now. Everybody that listens to Radio Biafra, change your mentality if you're not coming out. Come out. That's the only way. Now the country is not going to, you know, go and break everybody's brain and put Biafra there. He's trying his best. He left his family, left everything. So then we have to follow. No excuses. People should not be calling and telling us we are not uniting. You that is calling asking for unity, what have you done to unite us? Have you done anything? Our people, are they listening to you? So we have to change our mentality. Thank you, Director, and good night to all of you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Very, very direct. Very, very succinct. Please, the caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, my Director.
Please, hello? My dear brother. Yes, your name and where you're calling us from, please, if you may. The world is listening.
Okay, my Director, this is Evangelist Lotetukwu Okore, the National Coordinator of Norway.
Yes, please. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. What I would like to say is I've been listening to our broadcast this evening about our brother that called from somewhere in Ukraine. I would like to talk to our people to not always attacking anyone that say their mind. This is a free station. It's for the indigenous people of Biafra, so every Biafran is welcome to speak their minds on air. So let us not be on him. He just he spoke his mind on what he think. And Director, the answer that you gave to him is equally a very good one as well. So I don't want to take much of our time. Make a little comment on that. I'm calling to announce our upcoming meeting in the city of Stavanger here in Norway. So the people, indigenous people of Biafra in Stavanger, Norway, will be having their meeting this Saturday. This Saturday by 4 o'clock. In the evening. So I am announcing to everyone hearing my voice now from the city of Stavanger and around Stavanger to take this number. We would like you to contact us on number so we can give you direction on the venue of the meeting. So the number to call is 46-721-703. Again, I repeat the number again. The number to call the meeting is 46-721-703. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Brother. Thank you very much and God bless you too. We have a caller on Skype, presumably the last caller for today. Your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Chinedu Akachuku. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Ronan, I want to thank you for what you have been doing, and I'm happy to see you in Malaysia during your last visit in Malaysia.
Thank you very much. I was also very pleased to see you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, please, I want to do give a little contribution about our prayer that we are about to do in during October. I want to know, is there any way we can do something like advertisement in the Biafra land? For instance, as those people that...
The answer is yes. Yes, I know what you want to say. The answer to that is yes. Y-E-S, yes.
Okay. Maybe put something like...
Yes, yes, we will. Yes, Y-E-S. Yes, we know what you're saying. Okay. Yes.
That's what I want to ask.
We don't want our enemies to counter it, so the answer to that is yes. And thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that. We have come to the end of the program on this very day. Wherever you have listened to us from, wherever you are on this planet Earth, it has always been a pleasure serving you. You see, here on Radio Biafra, we are trying to build or to draw up the template for the new Biafra. We want to do everything in the open that we can do. We want to encourage people to speak their mind. We want to open up ourselves to receive very good ideas, opinions from people, and act on the best of them. That is why we run an interactive platform, and that is why we have countless upon countless number of people who cannot get through. They try and they try and they try. Sometimes some people are very lucky. They call and we take their calls, but sometimes it is very, very difficult to get through to speak on Radio Biafra because it is not easy to speak on Radio Biafra. If you get through and speak, indeed, you are extremely lucky because there are millions of people listening right all over the world. Our mission is very simple: to go and recreate the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. We would not have done this Biafra any other time. I would prefer to do Biafra now that it is very difficult, a period of so much cynicism and doubt, a period when there is no trust, a period where almost everybody is a bona fide criminal, therefore is distrustful of the next person. This is when to do Biafra, and you will know you have actually suffered and worked for your people, because in the end, I tell you this night, as I tell you all the time, Biafra is going to come. It doesn't matter. If in Victoria, in Spain, we are only one family there, it does not matter. Biafra is going to come. Our numbers are too big anyway. Very soon, we are going to revise, even remodel our program scheduling. We are possibly going to go down to 2 hours in the evening to allow us to accommodate broadcast midday. We want to be able to broadcast midday from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Details will be announced in the future. We also want our women to participate as much as possible in our programming as well. We would have tried to create a different slot for them, but we do not know where that went to. We shall try to revive that because we want to give our people news in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. We want to be able to do that. Very, very critical, very, very vital. And we're going to do so. And we want to do two hours each way. So rather than do 3 hours in the evening, we may have to cut it down to 2 hours. But then make sure that we fill it up with having another slot in the afternoon that is open for discussion amongst the Radio Biafra editorial board. Once we decide on what to do, we shall let you know. But one thing is certain. We are not going away. We are going to be here. We will preach this gospel until thy kingdom come. That same kingdom that Yeshua prayed about is the Republic of Biafra. That is why to us, this same Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because only Chukwu Abiama is our God. You must remember that this same God will guide, protect, nurture, and sustain.